Colt 45's Baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and QuickCrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. This is episode. Leslie, you ready for this? It's episode 2222.
Oh, I love it. That's lucky.
2,222 episodes. I think so, in the year 2022. So we're so glad to have you be part of this episode. If you've got questions about projects you want to get done, please reach out to us. A couple of ways that you can do that. You can go to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button, or you can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and leave your question. We'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Coming up on today's show, summer vacations can definitely be a fun and relaxing experience, but they can also be fun for burglars who love hitting vacant houses. So to help make sure the home that you come back to is exactly like the one you left, we're going to share a few tips to keep those intruders away.
And these days, we're conditioned to think about energy efficiency when you're buying a new appliance like a refrigerator or a television. But you might be surprised to learn that your home's biggest energy waster could live in your laundry room. And we're talking about your dryer. We're going to explain why and how to get the most out of this mission-critical machine just ahead.
And if one of your summer projects is, say, putting up a new fence or setting a flagpole, you need to set the posts in concrete. Well, we're going to share a trick of the trade that makes it really, really easy to do that. In fact, you don't even have to mix it.
All right. Well, that sounds like a perfect summer project. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? I can't believe we are flying through July. And before you know it, we'll be talking about fall fix-ups. So let us know what you want to tackle this summer season. Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. And we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting, but the odor is still pretty strong. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right, so the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Nah, you can't do much with them. But what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap.
Okay.
But you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit. And thankfully, fewer and fewer people
and
smoke with us. We're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you
Saturday
what, when you get a house that's like that,
what
a mess.
California,
heading to New York, where we've got Max on the line. He's dealing with...
To start a three-game series as the Fresno Athletics take on your Reading Colt 45s. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you, wherever you may be. You missed the mixture of a marathon and a melodrama yesterday. Two Colt 45 players were thrown out. It was Bryce Tweed who got the yank in the first inning for arguing a bang-bang play at home base. And then Arive Camacho at short getting thrown out for arguing balls and strikes. Ultimately, the Colt 45s were able to rally from an 8-4 deficit, tie the game at 8, and then battle in the last inning to tie the game up at 11. We then win an extra 6 innings before being finalized by the Fresno Athletics, who won 13-12 in 15 innings. The game took over 5 hours, and both me and my producer sure were exhausted by all get out by the end of the night. And now we bring you some more action and more drama between these two competitive ball clubs that are really looking to get after each other tonight after yesterday's close affair. So batting first for the Athletics will be Ivan Ruiz, the second baseman, and then batting second will be Brandon Dodd, the shortstop. Batting third will be center fielder Leo Aragwin, and then batting fourth will be first baseman Steven Martinez, who pitched last night and went 6 innings. Batting fifth will be Joseph Portwood, the right fielder, and then batting six will be Hu Chin Hao. He is a designated hitter and an infielder all the way from the great country of Taiwan. Batting seventh will be third baseman Jacob Maynor, and then batting eighth will be catcher Max Vestal. And then batting ninth will be left fielder Matthew Lauren. For the Colt 45s, who they'll have on their infield is Ethan Williams at catcher, and then playing first base will be Kyle Norton. Jonathan Kumai from Everett College in Washington will be the second baseman, and then playing third will be Nate Scott from Shasta College. Playing short will be Arive Camacho, who is looking to just turn things around after yesterday's drama. And then playing in left field will be Isaiah Cortez from Ione, California in Amador County. Playing center will be Bryce Tweet, and then playing right field will be Blake Tweet. Wyatt Reginato gets the day off in the field from third base, but he will be the designated hitter. And so on the mound for the Colt 45s will be Connor Irvine. Connor Irvine actually from Victoria, Canada. Born and raised there, and just grew up playing baseball, played some hockey as well, but really found his love for baseball at a young age, and said he decided to come to California to seek out the best in baseball. And he is working on trying to find himself a scholarship offer through this college baseball summer experience here in Redding, California. It is a beautiful, beautiful start to the day. Bright blue skies everywhere. A little hot on the hot side. We're talking low 90s, but you know what? As the sun begins to set, it should get cooler, calmer, and much better. So for Irvine, who throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, likes to mix in a curve on occasion, so trying to work on his off-speed. and he will go straight after Ivan Ruiz to lead things off. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. 0-1 the count to Ruiz. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball swung on lift up along the right field line, and that's going to go foul and out of play. The field dimensions, as always here at Tiger Field, one of the harder places to actually hit home runs because of the depth. You don't have any short porches. You really have to hit the ball hard, and you have to hit it well. The 0-2 pitch is a comebacker off the glove of Irvine. Kumai with time throws the first, not in time, and so safely aboard with an infield single will be Evan Ruiz. Just a tough play to make for Irvine. It was hit hard right back out of his glove and just couldn't get a handle on it. And then Kumai tried to come over and make a throw, but there will be no play. And so with an infield single, that will bring up Ruiz. So down the right field line, it is 310. And then in the right center gap, it is 370. 406 in dead center. And then it'll be 358 in left center. And then down the line, down the left field line, it is 320. So, you know, some ballparks have, you know, shorter lines, and it's pretty consistent, 310 to 320. And again, when you're dealing with the wind, it can make it pretty tough to hit. 0-1 to Brandon Dodd. Irvine, he sets. He winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch, is a straight fastball that misses just on the inside corner for a ball. So 1-1 just getting started here at beautiful Tiger Field. 1-1 pitch is a fastball way upstairs, and Dodd had to get out of the way. So Irvine throwing his fastball, trying to command that fastball to make those breaking balls even tougher to hit. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a slider on the outside corner. Perfect pitch right at the knees for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Ruiz with a short lead over at first. Irvine delivers the 2-2 as a change waved out of Mr. Strike three. Down goes Dodd out in front, and there's one away. So again, for Irvine, who has just done such a good job this season of mixing his pitches, comes in with an earned run average of 1 and has 32 strikeouts and just 6 walks. I mean, that is a high strikeout-to-walk ratio. He has been in command and in control. Now the pitch to Leo Aragon is taken high for ball 1. So 1-0. Jonathan Kumai and Arif Camacho in double play depth, shaded towards second base. 1-0 pitch, fastball on the corner to the left-hander for a strike. One ball and one strike. The Colt 45s wearing white jerseys with the yellow undershirt and then the white pants with a black pinstripe. 1-1 is a changeup that just misses low. But that's a good miss if you're Irvine. Working on Aragon. Two balls and one strike. Here's a fastball swung on, grounded right to Camacho. He'll turn to second for one, and there will be no play at first. Better safe than sorry, but the Colt 45s get the lead runner, and there's two away. So, again, you're dealing with that sunlight and just talking with some of the players, including Blake and Bryce tweet about how at least starting that, especially on the infield and as you get into the outfield, you're really working with the sun directly in your face, so visibility can be tough. Fastball is swung on and missed for strike one to Steven Martinez, who pitched last night. So 0-1, and it was a very uncharacteristic game for the Colt 45s, who made some mistakes on the infield as well. 0-1 pitches a fastball, swung on, lifted all up the right field line, and foul out of play. Ooh, that almost hit some people. Geez, there was just about a trio of three people that were walking to the game, and all of a sudden, they see a white, hard Dodge just rushing at them. Hopefully, they're okay. The 0-2 pitch is guarded up along third. Tough play to make. Here's the throw by Nate Scott. Gets his man, and that ends the inning. So a clean inning of baseball for the Colt 45s. A leadoff infield single, but they get no further than 35 feet. No runs, one hit, a man left, and it is the Fresno Athletics 0, the Colt 45s coming up here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees, along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
So we are back to the bottom of the first inning, and Areve Camacho will lead things off, the shortstop, followed by Kyle Norton batting second, the first baseman. Batting third will be Bryce Tweet, the center fielder, and then batting fourth will be Reginato that made that play at third base. Batting fifth will be Isaiah Cortez from Ione, and then batting sixth will be Blake Tweet, the right fielder. Batting seventh will be Ethan Williams, the catcher. Batting eighth will be Nate Scott. He's the designated hitter. And then batting ninth will be Jonathan Kumai. So I got Reginato and Nate Scott a little bit mixed up, but no worries. Book is good. Here's the pitch to Camacho. It's a fastball that's taken away and high for ball one. And the Colt 45s talking with Camacho, talking with Blake and Bryce, and how they're just going to try to not chase as many bad pitches tonight. Felt like they were chasing some out of their zone. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play behind home plate. So up along the first baseline, we have the Reading Library with its glistening, nice new windows. And then just a few blocks down, we have City Hall. And then off on the left field side, you have Safeway. In case you're looking for a snack before 12, you can get to Safeway. A lot happening here in Reading. And once again, we just want to thank our first responders who responded to the Peter Fire and for putting that blaze out quickly. Just a very special thank you to all of our law enforcement and first responders for giving back to our community and keeping everybody safe. Here's the 1-2 pitch, waved at him, Mr. Strike 3, and down goes Camacho. So Eddie Avalos with the strikeout, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So here is Kyle Norton, who is listed at 6'3". Was a former club basketball player at one point, and he still has some hops. So has a 36-inch vertical, which I guess can be made easy when you're that big, that long. And watching him go up against Di Maria yesterday was pretty interesting. Here's the 0-1 pitch, waved out and missed for strike two. So 0-2 the count, and Eddie Avalos dialed in. The Fresno Athletics wearing the Oakland Athletics look-alike jerseys, the yellow jersey with the green pinstripes and green sleeves and gray pants. 0-2 to Norton. 0-2 pitch is a fastball, swung on, grounded to first. Tough play in the sun, the cover by Avalos, and he gets there in time to take care of Norton, two away. So for Steven Martinez, dealing with that sun directly, and even if that's a ground ball, you're still having to really try to locate that ball, fight the gaze. But he did it, and then Avalos with the hustle, covering first. So two away, and now here is Bryce Tweet, who is 1-for-1 and then was thrown out of yesterday's game for arguing a bang-bang play at first. And here's a drive to the right field line. She is foul. Oh, just hooked it. That was a first pitch juicer, and he sent it about 450 feet. But the first base umpire, who was seeing the ball all the way, said it hooked past Bellinger's steel foul line. 0-1 the count, but if you're Avalos, wouldn't recommend throwing one of those again. Whew. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on the inside out to down the left field line and foul. Oh man, Bryce Tweet. Just a man after yesterday. It was just a rough night for both guys. Blake went 0-for-6 yesterday. But again, today is a new day, and for the Tweeds, looking to get back into the action, the 0-2 pitch is swung on, lined up along the third baseline and foul. But that is three pitches and three hard chunks of contact if you are Bryce Tweet, who was originally supposed to play for the University of Nevada, Reno, the Wolfpack, but decided to come back and plays at Sacramento City College with his brother, twin Blake, his older brother, Tanner, who the all three of them got to play together last year. So that was cool. So you have a family of ball players, and, you know, talking with Lace, this story on both how Blake and Bryce managed to get scholarships during the COVID year. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, and that is fouled back. So Avalos continues to pound the strike zone. And so we have a good battle here. Now Bryce is going to switch bats. Might have cracked his bat a little bit. And, you know, I've actually figured out a way to tell the twins apart, because one likes facial hair, the other one likes to keep it clean. So if you see Bryce or Blake together, the one with the long chunk of facial hair, that one's Bryce. It's pretty much the only difference the two have. They even share the same car. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball just off the plate. Bryce also knows his strike zone and knows when to pull the trigger and knows when not to. That was a tough pitch to take on 0-2, but took it, he did, and it was off the plate. Avalos sets. He winds in, delivers the 1-2 pitch, a slider in the dirt. And here was an interesting spectacle. Last week, Bryce had a game against Sacramento NBO where he had 6 plate appearances and did not record a single at-bat. Reached base 6 times, was hit by a pitch twice, and was walked 4 times. The 0-2 is grounded up behind home plate, foul. So tweet, continuing to battle, continuing to work, and continuing the at-bat and trying to get the upper hand on the Fresno Athletics. Just getting started here, bottom of the first, still no score with two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball, again off the plate for ball three. So tweet, looking to work himself aboard. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's a drop third. The throw to first is not going to be in time. And then it's going to go all the way into right field. But luckily, Athletics had two insurance policies in effect. So Ivan Ruiz was there on the backup of the errant throw. It missed him, but luckily the right fielder covering behind him, Joseph Portwood. So good bit of defense there from the Athletics, who that could have been Bryce Tweed at second base and the whole crowd here at Tiger Field ringing the cowbells. And so now here is Wyatt Reginato, who I incorrectly said is the designated hitter. He is actually the third baseman. Takes ball one on the outside corner, and the count is 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Tweet not going on a pitch that's in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes the count. Max Vestal, who's a sidearm right-hander, is actually catching tonight. A lot of two-way players on this deep Fresno Athletics team. 2-0 pitch, runner not going on ball three. The ball bounces through Vessel and into second goes Bryce Tweet. So 3-0 hitters count in for Max Vestal, having himself a bit of an adventure there. Bobbled the drop third strike and then on a pitch in the dirt directly to him, the ball skipped away. So we'll see how Vestal is able to make the adjustments. And meanwhile, for Wyatt Reginato, who attends Folsom Lake, was born and raised in good old Cottonwood, California. Happy Valley Road. The lights got rodeos out in Cottonwood. You have the fruit that you can pick when summer turns into fall. You got Duver Wooden Dairy Farms, which have milk and cookie days in October. 3-0 pitch is taken out. It's actually 3-1, so. Avalos looking in. Heel set. Wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is in the dirt, and now that's ball four. So Reginato is aboard and with two outs. Let's see if the Colt 45s can do what the Athletics did last night, which was score two runs with two out. Here is Isaiah Cortez. The pitch to Cortez is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1, and just remembers growing up in Amador County and being taught the game of baseball by his dad, Jose. Talked very highly of him in the pregame, so if you're listening to this broadcast, Jose, just want to give you a shout out there. 0-1 pitch is swung on a hard down ball that's off the leg of Avalos. The throw to first is in time to get Cortez. Man, Cortez hit that one right on the money, but Avalos able to stick his leg out, kick it in front, and then make an accurate throw to first base. So the Colt 45s get two runners aboard, but can't do anything with it. No runs, No hits, two left, and we're going to the top of the second. The Colt 45s and the Fresno Athletics tied up, no score here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the top of the second we go, and it'll be right fielder Joseph Portwood to lead things off from Benedictine University. And so, for Connor Irvine, the Canadian, showing so far that he can pitch at a high level. First pitch to Wood is swung on and missed for strike one. So, 0-1, the count to Portwood. Pitch is taken low for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Irvine wasting no time at all, already into his windup, and delivers the 1-1 pitch as a slider just off the plate. In fact, I think the last time he pitched, it was against Sacramento NBO on Sunday, and the game lasted less than 2 hours. 1-1 pitch is a slider swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Portwood, and that will bring up Hugh Chin Hao. So Hugh Chin Hao from Taiwan. Steps into the box at the ready. Pitch is a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. So right now with Irvine steering the ship right now. Yoan pitch is swung on, and that's a bouncer up to short. Or excuse me, up to third. Taking it is Reginato in time to get Howe two away. Man, Wyatt Reginato has just been covering so much room. I mean, he is a vacuum cleaner out there. I mean, he just consumes that left half of the infield and does his job so well. He's just so quick with it. He scoops it. He gets it away. I mean, he doesn't throw it at 100 miles an hour. We're seeing in the Futures All-Star game right now, but it's about fielding it cleanly and making an accurate throw, and that's what he's been doing. And now to Jacob Maynard, the third baseman, swings at the first pitch for strike one, 0-1. Getting away with one was Irvine throwing a breaking ball in the dirt, and Maynard went after it. 0-1 pitch is another slider that swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes in for Maynard. Man, that is two pitches in the dirt that he has chased, playing whack-a-mole out there. 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Does Maynard go again? This time he learns. Three straight pitches in the dirt, almost with the intention of doing so. No ball, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch is a slider again. Strike three called, and this one is in the strike zone. Deadly accurate there from the Canadian from Victoria, Canada, getting it done. Two strikeouts in the inning. He has three strikeouts on the day through two innings. No runs, no hits. The Athletics go down quietly, and we're going to the bottom of the second. The Reading Colt 45s and Fresno Athletics tied up, no score. And this broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Top of the second we go, and Blake Tweet will lead things off, followed by catcher Ethan Williams, and then designated hitter Nate Scott. And so for... And so for Blake Tweet, who was 0-for-6 yesterday, just a very uncharacteristic day at the bat, but talking with assistant coach Brad Miller, as he swings and misses for strike one, was taking some extra batting practice, doing some tee work in the clubhouse, and just trying to just get himself back into the rhythm that he had earlier in the season. 0-1 by Avalos. Avalos sets, winds and delivers. A changeup that swung on, lifted into left field, going back, and able to make the catch. The ball was bobbled. Into second goes Tweet with the double, and here come the Colt 45s. And my apologies, that those plays down the third base line, we are blocked by the third base roof for the Colt 45s. So once that ball sort of gets down the line, if it's not in the air, well, I need to be granted x-ray vision. But we'll call it a double for Blake Tweet, who gets aboard, gets on to second, and here is Ethan Williams. Williams hit a home run last night. Pitch is taken high for ball one, 1-0. So one ball and no strikes for Williams, who's 2-for-6, batting .333. On the summer, 1-0-1 pitch is waved out and missed. Avalos looking in. Taking a bit and then grits his teeth. He sets, delivers. Williams looking bunt, taking high for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count in for Williams, who told me some interesting things. He does tattoo art. And he can also play the acoustic guitar. Here's a 2-1 pitch, a slider on the outside corner for strike two. So two balls and two strikes with Blake Tweet at second. Williams with two strikes, trying to punch him home. The 2-2 pitch is a curveball that stays up for ball three. Came in with a high release point and it stayed up. So we have a full count with Nate Scott waiting on deck. Here's the payoff. No, we'll look over to second. So Avalos, knowing the athlete that Blake is, trying to keep him at bay. At least let him know that he will at least try the pickoff if needed. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, lifted up along the first baseline and foul out of play. And a pretty packed crowd here on this very hot day. And I was corrected, we are not in the low 80s. We're actually in the low 100s. So pretty hot. Guess you become so accustomed to the weather that 100 can feel like 90. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is taken just outside for ball four. And so Williams is aboard, and with runners at first and second, the Colt 45's fans trying to rally this team that lost a heartbreaker 13-12 in 15 innings, a game that took over 5 hours to complete. But that is not even close to the record for the longest game, at least under the Barrett-Fasking era. Avalos delivers a pitch that's in the dirt for ball one. So it looks like he's trying to throw that slider, but not really throwing that pitch for strikes unless you get a bad chase from the Colt 45s. 1-0. Avalos, he'll set. Wind in, deliver, straight fastball, just misses outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. The Colt 45s. Not going to get cheated up there tonight, they say. Scott trying to bring in Tweet. Here's the 2-0. Swung on a hard line drive into left field for a base hit. They're going to wave Blake home. The throw home is not in time. Tweet scores, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. Blake Tweet straight on contact, able to slide through the bag and create a crop of dust in the action. So Blake Tweet, who just looked like he went to a sandcastle convention, sliding across home plate, able to score on the single by Scott. And I just overheard Rick Bassetti saying, it's Twins Night. Well, when you got Blake and Bryce Tweet on your team every night, it's Twins Night. Here is Jonathan Kumai, the pitch. Oh, excuse me. It is Peyton Jeffries. So Peyton Jeffries up to bat. One-oh pitch to Jeffries, who hit a home run last night, takes on the outside corner for a strike. So Jeffries hitting .423 on the air, is also pitched this season as well, has made 6 appearances, but getting to play second base tonight. 1-1 pitch is a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and two strikes. And for Avalos, trying to avoid this Colt 45's team, who's trying to get on a roll here and start getting this rock tumbling down the hill. 1-2. Avalos, he'll set, and now we'll get time. Packed crowd here on Twin Night. So you got the Minnesota Twins. Trying to think of some famous Twins right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Strike three called on the corner. Outer half of the plate. And down goes Jeffries. One away. So Jeffries is rung up. That's the second strikeout for Avalos. And now here is Arib Camacho, who struck out swinging. His first at bat and with one out. Trying to bring home some runners. The pitch to Camacho swung on. That ball is going to roll straight to second. Throw to first. Gets away. And it goes into the dugout. In to score is Reginato. And it's now 2-0 Colt 45s. That was Williams. So Williams in to score there. It's now 2-0, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. Camacho picks up the RBI on the air. Here's the pitch to Norton. Breaking ball taken away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count to Kyle Norton. Listed at 6'3" and talked very fondly not just about his baseball days where he plays at Shasta College, but also playing club basketball and said that he dunked on somebody in Sacramento. Just went up and said he was 16 years old. He's been able to do it, but chose baseball. Avalos sets. He'll deliver. 1-1 pitch is missed low for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Avalos with a 2-0 deficit. Here in the bottom of the second, the 2-1 pitch is swung on. That ball is rolled very slowly in foul territory on the right side. So two balls and two strikes. Citing to be a CHP officer originally from Tuolumne County. Two and two. Avalos, he'll set. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball missed low for ball three. So a full count. And now for the Colt 45s, really looking to do some damage, trying to turn two runs into a big inning here. Avalos, he'll set. Deliver, the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and that is going to go into the netting of the snack bar. Good thing we have that netting right there, so no harm, no foul. The kid's looking, where'd the ball go? Where'd the ball go? Now you'll have to get a ladder and get it yourself, or use a tennis ball. Either or, full count, Avalos. And Norton doing battle, the 3-2 again is swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Coming back on it and then running in and making the catch is Joseph Portwood, and there's two away. And that's a very good bit of baseball there from Joseph Portwood as far as reading that ball, making that first step back, running about 6 or 7 steps, then tracking the ball and coming in. Because if he runs forward and that ball isn't in front of him, that thing is at the wall and you're touching them all. So, first step back, 8 steps back, locating it, and then running forward. So now here is Bryce Tweet, who swings at the first pitch, drives one high down the left field line and foul. And that ball went into a raccoon's nest by the looks of it, a big old tree up along the left field line across from Safeway. Oh, and one, the count. Ray Sweet hitting the ball hard tonight, but shook out in his first at bat, but still reached base on the dropped third. One and one. With Scott over at second and Arif Camacho at first. One one pitch is a fastball taken high. So two balls and one strike. Camacho able to get aboard, and this is when Rice says that this is the toughest time to hit the ball, is when the sun starts to set. Here's the 2-1 swung on. That's a hard ground ball to first base. Eaten up and played well. Up with it is Martinez. Touches first, and that takes care of that. But the Colt 45s get two runs off of contact from Ethan Williams. Blake Tweet, and then reaching aboard was Arif Camacho. Two runs on two hits, two men left, and we're going to the top of the third. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 2-0. And once again, Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
To the top of the third inning we go. And leading off will be Max Vestal, the sidearm right-hander. And yep, the music is off. So Max Vestal, who did a number on the Colt 45s last night, went 2 1/3 innings and shook out two batters. But again, that sidearm style of his making the ball very hard to pick up. The 0-1 pitch from Connor Irvine is delivered inside for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Irvine, the 1-1 pitch to Vestral is a fastball down the middle for strike two. So one ball and two strikes, and for Irvine just continuing to command his throws well. The 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, hit softly to second. Up with it, making the play is Jeffries, and there's one away.
Thank you, Premier Oil. We really appreciate
so, one away. Jeffries playing on the slight one hop, very casual, very cool. And so, Matthew Lauren now coming up to bat. So for Lauren, pitch to him is a fastball just low for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and the man out of Vancouver delivers a pitch swung on, missed for strike one. Irvine looking in. He'll whip it and deliver. Slider dropped on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's a drop throw. The throw to first by Williams to Norton. And there's one away. Two away for Connor Irvine. And talking with Connor about what you can expect if you were to come and visit him. And he said that he would take you to the best poutine spots in Canada. And apparently poutine is some French fry concoction with cheese curds and brown gravy, and it was originally started in Quebec, so I don't know, sounds like a good time. If you're cold, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and it's hit into right field for a base hit by Ivan Ruiz. So Ruiz, who is now 2-for-2 on the day, had an infield single his first at bat in the first inning, and then first pitch gets an opposite field into right for his second hit. So now here comes Brandon Dodd, who is tonight's beer batter. So if he strikes out, that means everybody in the stands, well, those that are of legal age, can get beer for a dollar off. 0-1 the count. 0-1 pitch is swung on, sprayed back to the netting. So 0-2 the count. And Connor Irvine also talking about, you know, how much fun he is having this summer and how he's made so many new friends. 0-2 pitch is a fastball that stays up. Looking hip high was Williams, but missed the spot. But just the relationships and all the fun activities you have to do here on the North State. The 1-2 pitch is swung, and that ball is lifted into right field. And that's a base hit. So back-to-back, opposite field, base hits for the Athletics. And with two runners on, maybe the Athletics have figured out the puzzle to getting hits off of Irvine. That was another outside fastball, and they just, for Dodd, just flicked it into right field. Now with the left-handed hitter, it's Araguin. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. Left side for Araguin. 0-1 the count. Irvine. He'll set. Delivers an 0-1 pitch. Changeup that misses low. So for Irvine now, with two runners on, his team leading 2-0 here in the top of the third. 1-1 pitch is a change on the outside corner for strike two. And trying to have another scoreless inning. Big pitch here with two outs. 1-2 the count. Irvine winds. He'll deliver the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball swung on, foul back, and that one will go into the bocce courts. I've never really even seen anybody use those bocce courts, to be honest. But they're there if you want to play some bocce. You just get the thought, and you're like, hey, let's go play some bocce on a day that's 102 degrees. 1-2 pitch, check swing, and he rings up Araguin, and down he goes. So for Connor Irvine, the boy out of Victoria, Canada, continues to pitch with the highest of efficiencies. That is now 5 strikeouts in 3 innings for Irvine, and we're going to the bottom of the third. The Colt 45s in charge, leading the Fresno Athletics 2-0 here on KCNR, the home of Reading Summer Baseball, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And we are back for the bottom of the third, and here's Wyatt Reginato to lead things off. Takes inside and low for ball one, and Wyatt won a CIF Northern Section Championship back in 2018 in football, but baseball is his passion. Very good linebacker back in his day. The 0-1-0 pitch is grounded up along the first baseline and foul. So chopping that like chopping wood. So 1-1, the former president of the Future Farmers of America Cottonwood Club and used to debate about livestock for his club. Very educated on animals. 1-1 pitch, fastball, ground up along the third baseline, and foul, and a nice play there from Brad Miller. One ball and two strikes the count for Reginato, who I think he lives on a ranch. 1-2, Avalos. 1-2 pitch is just a bit outside, but he's got a younger brother who also plays football, and his younger brother in May had his back stepped on by a horse while he was saddle bronking. And here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball up and away for ball three. And I was asking Wyatt if his brother was even going to play football this year, because it looked like a pretty severe injury. I mean, and I don't know, I'm not a mathematician, I don't really know how much horses weigh, but they probably weigh more than the average human, I'm guessing. 3-2 pitches taken high for ball four. But to have an animal, an athletic animal, come straight down on your back. And Wyatt told me, well, I'm not even sure if he's going to even be able to play football this year. His back was in a brace, but then I saw him on Tuesday, and he looked sharp, and he said he's going to play. So, huge boost for the West Valley Eagles, but just even more importantly, glad that Reginato is okay. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Nice play. It's short to get one. The turn to first, double play by Brandon Dodd. A good play up the middle, able to get in front of the shot hit by Isaiah Cortez, touch first, and then a good throw . So here's Blake Tweet. So that'll go in the books as being 6-3. So here's Blake. Pitch to Blake is taken in the dirt for ball one. 1-0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third baseline and foul. So for Blake, who is from Red Bluff High School, and again, it's not just him and Bryce, but he's got Tanner, and he's got Jackson, a family of four brothers, and you just wonder, all four of them are athletes, how you can even feed a group like that. But Mom Lacey runs free schools, keeps those guys well fed in that house of theirs. And for Blake, was originally supposed to go to the University of Northern Colorado, but decided to come back to California. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The ball skips by Vestrol and into first safely goes Blake Tweet. So Tweet reaches base on the drop third strikeout. So that is two drop thirds that have resulted in both Blake and Bryce being on base. So that's a bit of an interestingly weird and similar trend. And so now, with two outs, here's Ethan Williams. Throw to first and back on the bag is Blake. And for Blake, he has 10 stolen bases this year. Not going on a high strike. Call to Williams. 0-1, went 2-for-6 yesterday and hit a home run. Will Blake go in motion? Not going. The 0-1 pitch is a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. So credit to Avalos after giving up two runs in the second inning, and he has really settled down and located his pitch as well. The 0-2 from Avalos is taken high. So for Eddie Avalos out of Reed Elite College, junior college here in Northern California. 1-2 pitch. There goes Speed on a pitch that is smoked into left field down the third baseline for a base hit. Into third goes Tweed, taking second on the throw onto the infield is Williams. And so with two outs, let's see what the Colt 45s can do. And so now here is Nate Scott, who has a single to his name. And with runners at second and third, Blake Tweed at third, Williams at second. Nate takes a big swing, comes up empty for strike one. So for Nate Scott, who had his appendix removed when he was in the fourth grade, talked about how that experience and how his family was able to catch it early, and there's a drive into right field. Back it goes to the walls. She is gone! Nate Scott with a home run over the right center wall, and it's 5-0 Colt 45s. And for Nate Scott, that is his first home run of the season for the Colt 45s. Came in hitting .235, but having himself a day. Now 2-for-2, and then with the biggest hit of the night thus far. And now to Peyton Jeffries. So Jeffries takes high for ball one. 1-0, the 1-0 pitch is a fastball taken high for ball two. So for Nate Scott, man, talk about a guy who has fielded the ball well but just hasn't really found a true rhythm yet on a team where you have 10 guys that are hitting 300 or above, but now all of a sudden able to insert himself and make his power known. One ball and two strikes now to Jeffries. The 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on and fouled at the plate. So for Jeffries, splitting the nacho and getting a piece. One ball, two strikes, now 5-0, Colt 45s here in the bottom third. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball, rings up Jeffries, and that ends the inning. But the big man on campus is Nate Scott, who hit a 3-run home run just moments ago. A 3-run blast that cleared the right center fence. 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left. And the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0 after 3 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
First baseman Steven Martinez to lead things off, and he'll be followed by right fielder Joseph Portwood, and then Hu Chin Hao. 1-0 pitch is taken, fouled away. So one ball and one strike, and haven't seen too many cars being hit this weekend. 1-1 pitch is a fastball, just low. That looked like a strike. 2-1. Irvine looking in. He'll whip and deliver. The changeup is swung on, fouled back. And I it's kind of interesting. I mean, there's so many cars that are parked in this parking lot. I'm always amazed that not many more cars get hit. The 1-2 pitch is a slider, swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Martinez. So for Irvine, cooking with his own version of grease. He has been tough to hit. That is now 6 strikeouts. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 1. And it just, when you're able to control your fastball, it just makes those sliders, those changeups, even harder to hit. 0-1 pitch is a slider swung on and missed for strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Wasting no time at all. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Wow. That strikeout took no time at all. So, 6 pitches. Now here is Hu Chin Hao. Fastball is taken high for ball 1. I thought that he had 6 pitches, but the immaculate inning is officially over. 1-0 to Howe swings over strike one. One ball and one strike down the middle. 1-1 pitch is waved at Mr. Strike Two, and when you're also commanding your off-speed pitches, you can also get away with throwing a couple in the dirt the way that Irvine did just there. Now, 1-2. Irvine, he'll set, he'll wind, deliver the 1-2 pitch, swung on it, Mr. Strike Three, and down goes Howell. A 1-2-3 inning. Irvine strikes out the side. That is a spicy kind of maple syrup. The Canadian absolutely money through four. And we're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
To the bottom of the fourth inning we go, and it is a fun night here in at Tiger Field, the home of the Reading Colt 45s, who lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0. Here's Arif Camacho, who swings and corkscrews the first pitch. Foul back. 0-1 the count. Colt 45s leading 5-0 in the big hit so far belongs to Nate Scott, who hit a three-run home run, his first of the summer. And so now for Camacho, trying to follow it up with a big inning after a heartbreaking 13-12 loss in five innings, a game that took over 5 hours to complete. 1-1 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. And so for Camacho, who is one of the elite infielders in the junior college area in California, was named as a first-team Western State Conference member. 1-2 pitch is a fastball up and away for ball two. And been to Antelope Valley a couple of times. Their teams would play Pierce College, where I attended school, in football and baseball. I think they played us in softball as well. 2-2 is a slider that misses down and away for ball three. So a full count. Camacho trying to work himself aboard for the second time tonight. Reach base on an error at second in the second inning. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball down and away for ball four. So Camacho keeps the train going. And so he will lead things off, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So Norton up to bat. Camacho with a big lead at first, about five paces off, not going, as Norton takes the fastball away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and now it looks like he has some action going on in the Fresno Athletics clubhouse. 1-0 pitch from Avalo, and swung on that ball is roped into right field for a base hit. Into third goes Camacho on a single by Kyle Norton, and the Colt 45s have runners at the corners with Bryce Tweet coming up to bat. Center fielder, number 20, Bryce Tweet. And so for the Colt 45s, whose offense has been so big and so deep, especially early in games, really didn't see that power really show up until later in the game when they were down 11-8, tied the game up at 2, and then faced 5 deficits before falling 13-12. 0-1, the count to Tweet, who just swung and missed at a breaking ball. So for Bryce Tweet, 0-2, struck out but reached base. One ball and one strike. There goes Norton. Avalo steps out. He throws the second, and Norton is thrown out. So Norton tried to catch Avalo snapping, but Avalo, well aware of his presence, didn't panic, just stepped off appropriately with that left foot, and then threw to first, and then the easy throw to second. So for Norton, runs himself into an out. There's one away. 1-1 pitch is taken away for ball two, and sometimes that works when you have a pitcher that maybe be so fixated at home base, he just tenses up and then panics. But Avalo showing no panic whatsoever, down 5-0. 2-1 pitch is a fastball taken high for ball three. So 3-1. Hitters count. Tweet with 7 home runs on the year. The 3-1 pitch is a fastball tomahawked foul behind home plate. So Tweet has a tendency to chase some of those high ones up in the zone, but that's also where he can also elevate that barrel and hit the ball out of the ballpark. 3-2, Avalo sets. The 3-2 pitch is swung on that ball, is lifted high and foul out of play down the third baseline. So 3-2 here on Twins night, and we have some fans wearing Minnesota Twins gear. And let me ask you this, who were the Minnesota Twins before they were the Minnesota Twins? Here's a 3-2 pitch swing. There's a high fly ball into right center, very playable, going back and making the catch is Araguen, tagging up and scoring easily is Camacho. Bryce Tweet does his job with the sacrifice fly, and it's now 6-0 Colt 45s, and getting an applause of cowbells into the dugout. And so for Bryce Tweet, just such a good ball player, and it's not just, you know, his power, his speed, the ability to run bases and track fly balls and make throws from the outfield to get runners. He just understands the game, the situation, and you know what? He knows how to make contact to get runners on. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a slider that's taken down for ball one. So 1-1. With Wyatt Reginato up to bat, the left-hander, who has been showing his teammates around the North State 1-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow right field. Coming in on the run and making the catch is Araguin to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s tack on another run on a sacrifice fly from Bryce Tweet that brings home Areve Camacho. One run, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Goldleaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And we are back. First pitch by Jacob Maynard is swung on line to Norton, who makes the catch. And just like that, one away. So very quick start. And for Connor Irvine, just continuing to work efficiently, now has Max Vestral, who swings and fouls the pitch away. So 0-2. Wearing a very sharp-looking handlebar mustache, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Man, that mustache that Irvine has going on, that is very roaring 20s. And we're in the 20s right now. I'm talking about the 1920s. The 0-2 pitch swung on, line to short. Nice play there from Camacho. The throw to first, not in time. Oh, that would have been viral if that play had been made. My goodness. Areve Camacho on a very hard hit ball speared the one hop backhanded, and then the throw was bouncing for Norton, unable to make the scoop. That will go as an infield single for Vestral, but still, that is a very, very good glove that the Colt 45s have over at short. High class and fast. And again, had that throw maybe been just a little bit higher, maybe would have made the play. So here is Matthew Lauren. Change up that stayed just a little high. Didn't break as much, so one ball and one strike to count. And for Connor, he has been sharp through four. The 1-1 pitch is in for a strike. One ball and two strikes. So four singles allowed, but that has been all. Only one of them half of them have left the outfield. But again, just managing the game so well. 1-2 pitch is a fastball, foul tip for strike three, and down goes Lauren. That is now 9 strikeouts for Connor Irvine, who continues to shove. And right now, the Athletics are having trouble trying to figure out Irvine's puzzle. This guy from Victoria, Canada is something else. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one to Ivan Ruiz, the second baseman. 0-1. Irvine sets. 0-1 just missed. But again, just off the plate, still hit the mark where Williams had it set up. Irvine sets the 1-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. And again, strike two. 1-2. Irvine. Delivers the 1-2 pitch just high. Right at the rib cage. But still, that is, again, another well-located pitch. This guy must be working with some special GPS system in his brain. He is hitting his marks. The 2-2 pitch bouncing the dirt for ball three. A full count. Now to Ruiz, and now trying not to let him off the hook is Irvine. He'll set. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. So Irvine continuing to battle. The 3-2 is swung on and misses strike three. A slider takes care of Ruiz. That is now 10 strikeouts in 5 innings pitched for Connor Irvine. What a performance. Just 4 hits allowed, all of them singles, and so far he is pitching a shutout. No runs, 1 hit, a man left. Now 10 strikeouts on the game for the man out of Victoria, Canada. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. We're halfway home. The Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the bottom of the 5th we go. And looks like we have ourselves a new pitcher, and it'll be Anthony Hernandez, the right-hander out of Reedley College. There are 11 players from Reedley College on this Fresno Athletics team, so must be a theme. And the guy that I am hoping to possibly see later on is Cameron DeMaria. DeMaria is the 6'8" first baseman on the Fresno Athletics, and man oh man, he is as big in person as he looks on the ball field. So it'll be Anthony Hernandez who will be facing Isaiah Cortez. So for Cortez, who attends Cal State San Bernardino, is from Ione, California, in Amador, which was once upon a time home to a school of industry. It was called the Preston School of Industry that used to teach vocational training and I think was almost kind of like a boarding school. But anyway, there's a big, beautiful castle that was built for the boys at that school, and now you can go and visit it. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Little slider by Hernandez. Slips outside for ball two. 2-0. For Cortez, who is an Oakland Athletics fan, so he must feel a little weird playing his favorite team, I guess, by uniform association. 3-0 then now the count to Cortez, who is studying kinesiology. Hernandez looks in. 3-0. The payoff pitch is waved out of Mr. Strike One. Coming in with a breaking one. It's pretty interesting to see, you know, baseball games now and, you know, just sort of the differences that you really notice in today's game. And sometimes you'll see a guy, pitcher, have you. 3-1 pitch is swung on a Mr. Strike Two, who will throw an off-speed pitch on 3-0 to find himself back and into a groove rather than just going with a straight fastball, almost emptying the tank. 3-2 now as Hernandez steps off, gets comfortable, and looks in. Heel set, Cortez. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Nicknamed El Conquistador by Derek Fasking, the father of manager Barrick Fasking, and it is Derek that runs the in-game operations. He's also a diehard Dodgers fan. You want to talk baseball? Here's the 3-2 pitch swung, and that ball is hit foul and out of play, and a kid that was looking for foul balls, and he got what he wanted. He was in position. Man, there was a boy that was just lined up waiting for a foul ball to finally be hit, and almost like the tooth fairy coming out from the sky, he got his ball. He's excited. 3-2. Hernandez sets to Cortez. The changeup is swung on and lifted into shallow right field, playable, going back about 7 steps and making the catch. And there's one away. So that was Ivan Ruiz with the catch. And that will bring up Blake Tweet. So Tweet, the right-hander, and again, the biggest difference that you can tell between him and his twin brother Bryce is the facial hair. Blake tends to wear it clean-shaven, and Bryce isn't afraid to let that thing grow out for a month and a half. Just have the full-on beard. 1-0. Hernandez sets and delivers a sweeping slider that swung on and missed. So for Hernandez, throwing at around the low 80s, it looks like. Not really throwing with that much speed, but using location, using movement. So far, I'm picking up a slider and a change right now. Nothing really overbearing about a curveball just yet. The 1-1 pitch saucered away for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and all these players trying to show off their skills during summer collegiate ball in hopes of getting a full ride, possibly to an NCAA Division I, Division II, Division III, or an NAIA. 2-1 pitch swing, and that ball is hammered down the left field line and foul, and that ball will disappear into Narnia, and nobody knows where that thing went. Two balls and two strikes in for Blake. He has hit the ball hard today, just hasn't hit any in fair territory. Hernandez, heel set. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and that is a high pop fly on the shallow infield. Under it is Ruiz looking up, dealing with the mixture of colors, and makes the catch, and there's two away. So two pop outs to second base. Tweet is now 1-for-3 on the day, and that will bring up Ethan Williams, who doubled and then came home to score on the 3-run home run by Nate Scott. So it's Nate Scott who is the big man on campus right now, a guy who drives a 1998 Honda CRV. Takes a strike and he'll take a slow walk to gather himself, but says it still uses manual, so he has to, it's not automatic, so he has to use the stick shift and drive that thing, but he likes it. 0-1 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center. Back it goes near the warning track, and able to run it down and make the catch in center is Araguinta to end the inning. So for Nate Scott, who gives the ball a long drive, but just not long enough, Araguinta able to run it down, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, a quiet frame for the Colt 45s, and at the end of five, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. And we are back for the top of the sixth inning. So here we go, is leading things off. And so here's Jackson Torsey. So Jackson Torsey into pitch. So that does it for our man from Canada, Connor Irvine. So Irvine's night is done. Five innings of work, 10 strikeouts, no runs allowed. Not a bad day indeed. And so now let's see what Torsey can do in relief. Here's the pitch from Torsey that's waved at a missed strike one. Fastball changeup curve, working in the mid-80s. Torsey sets. He'll wind and deliver. Hard fastball that just misses away. So Torsey, at a very slender 6'1", relies on that fastball and uses location, powered in there just low. So looking to find the Bears' porridge right now. A little too low on the last two. 2-1 pitch is missed high for ball three. So a little too hot, a little too cold, and just trying to find what is just right. 3-1 the count. Colt 45 is leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 is swung on, foul tipped. So for Torsey. Looking in at Dodd, the 3-2 pitch is swung on, fouled up along the first baseline and foul. And on Twin Night, also seeing some fun t-shirts. We got Thing 1 and Thing 2. And we're going to have in the next half inning, we're going to have the race where you hold the ball between your legs race. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball that's taken away for ball four. So for Torsey, getting some work in relief. And so here is Leo Arawin. Left-hander listed around 5'7". The pitch is a fastball taken high and away for Bowen. So for Torsey, just trying to settle down right now, working with a big lead. So this is one of those games where if you're maybe struggling to master your control, gives you a little bit of wiggle room. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. And for Torsey, who is making his 8th appearance, has issued 10 walks this season with 10 strikeouts. There goes runner on a ball that's high. The throw to second, not in time.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Way to steal. Oh.
So stealing second.
Sorry, guys, take that back. I got it.
There is Dodd. That's what happens when you're about to be in college. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, and that's a hard hit ball into right field. The base hit. They'll hold the runners. At third goes Dodd on a strong throw from right field by Blake Tweet. And so, with Dodd at third, Arguin on the single, and now here is Steven Martinez. So now let's see what Steven Martinez can do. And if he gets a base hit, all of a sudden, the momentum can shift. Pitch from Torsey is a hip-high fastball for a strike, 0-1. Torsey, heel set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There goes runner on a pitch. That is in there for a strike. Throw to second, not in time. So back-to-back steals as Todd stole second about four pitches ago. And then Arguin takes second himself. 0-2 the count. Dodd at third, Arguin at second. It's 6-0, Colt 45s. 3-2 pitch, an unexpected breaking ball. Rings up Martinez. Man, that seemed like at least 11 or 12 fastballs in a row, and then he just comes in with the curveball, and Martinez knew it. He didn't even look at the umpire, made the slow walk back to the dugout. So one out, big strikeout, Torsey. And now that will bring up Joseph Portwood, who takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Torsey looking in. He'll set and deliver a fastball that is high and in for ball one. Leaves a little bit of shaving cream there for Portwood, 1-1. 1-1 pitch is a slider on the corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes now the count. Torsey, after giving up the walk and a single, now working with 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt, and a nice save there from Ethan Williams. So smooth with the feet. Being able to rotate left and right. Attended Foothill High School and now goes to Folsom College. The 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on. And that ball took some funky hops. Over to first is Norton to put it away, and there's two away. Wow, that ball had some funky English, man. That ball was up along the first baseline. Looked like it was going to split foul and then just took a life of its own. Took a hop left, took a hop left, and that's a traveling basketball, but not in baseball. That was weird spin indeed, and it was enough to bring Dodd home. Pitch now is grounded to third. Up with it is Reginato, who fires to first to get Hugh Chin Howe, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s give up a run, but that is all. One run comes across on a ground out by Portwood. One run, one hit. But at the end of 5.5, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-1 here on KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8-5. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To the bottom of the sixth inning we go, and leading off will be Nate Scott, who in his last at bat hit a 3-run home run, and that's been the big play on offense so far that has busted the game open. Scott swings at a breaking ball that swung on and skewed foul and out of play, and man, talk about disappearing. But that's what the kids are here for, to try to shag all the foul balls and bring them back. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a slider that's missed out on the outside corner for strike two. So for Nate Scott, dealing with Anthony Hernandez, who you can almost call him the Sandman, just as far as the way he pitches, uses movement, isn't necessarily fast, but can put you to sleep. The 0-2 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. And so you got to make the adjustment here if you're the Colt 45s dealing with a guy like Avalos who, you know, threw with some speed, threw a consistent fastball, and then you have Mr. Movement, Mr. Location. 1-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. So one ball and two strikes. The kids are active. The adults are enjoying life here on a gorgeous Saturday night here in Redding, California at historic Tiger Field. It's 6-1. Cole 45's in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch. There's a high fly ball down the left field line. It is hooking. Foul. One ball and two strikes. Nate Scott got an elevated breaking ball that he got high up in the air and but hit it foul. 1-2. We'll do it again. Hernandez sets. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is laced down the right left field line and foul. Man, Nate Scott is really seeing the ball well tonight. And here goes the little bat boys and bat girls taking care of business, helping out the umpire. Man, look at that. Working overtime. Somebody get them a Happy Meal. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A straight fastball that misses away. So it's pretty much what we've seen. It's been mostly sort of pull up the covers slider and a pillowy changeup. 2-2 pitch is missed inside for ball three. So three balls and two strikes. And Nate Scott, who is already 2-for-2, single and a home run, trying to add to his good day at the dish. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Scott. So again, you got to give credit where credit is due to Hernandez for the way that he's just able, doesn't necessarily have to throw the ball, you know, in the high 80s or, you know, throw the ball hard. It's just you got to locate it and then using movement, change of speed. A little out in front is Jeffries as he swings and fouls the pitch away. So 0-1 the count. Mr. Fantastic, one of our fans of Colt 45's game, being the Pied Piper and leading the cheers with the children. 1-1 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. So, again, he's not throwing that hard, it seems. And I feel like I'm being a little bit generous when I say high, when I say, excuse me, low 80s. But, again, it's the movement with the slider. It's the slight drop with that change. And then here's the 0-2 pitch, and swung on, that ball is laced into center field for a base hit. So 0-2, and Jeffries makes the adjustment. And so now, with one away, here is Arive Camacho. So for Camacho, who is 0-2, but has reached base twice, walked in his last appearance. Here's Hernandez. Let's see if Arive Camacho will make the adjustment. Hernandez delivers a knee-high strike. 0-1 with Kyle Norton waiting on deck. And so for Jeffries, with a short lead at first. Jeffries has one stolen base and a look over to first. Own one. Jeffrey's over at first. Short lead. Not going. We're going to get time. And what was that? We just heard the base umpire call time. There's a ball lifted into left field, and that will drop for a base hit. That is a weird one if I had ever seen it. The base umpire just yelled time, and then Arif Camacho lifted a ball into left field, and I don't know what's going on. I mean, what in the world was that? I am dead serious. The base umpire yelled time. The home plate umpire yelled time. I mean, these guys better have a discussion at In-N-Out and get this figured out. That was awfully weird. And now if you're the Fresno Athletics, you are just wondering what was happening. I mean, it was literally the ball was being thrown over home plate. The guy put up his hand time, and then things just continued on. I mean, man, I am going to be asking for an explanation of this. I mean, that was so weird. The base umpire yelled time. Now we have time. And now the home plate umpire is now having to explain to the Athletics coach what just happened. I mean, I guess if you're a Arif Camacho, you're feeling good about yourself, and rightfully so. That probably would have been a single because of how well he had hit the ball and how much of a low drive it was. But on the same token, if you're the Athletics, you're like, well, we could have had ourselves an out if we had known what was going on. Everybody went frozen, and, well, here we are. Runners at the corners after a single by Arif Camacho. At third is Jeffries and Kyle Norton up to bat. Camacho with a big lead over at first. There he goes. The pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. It'll be a pump to second, but no throw. And another stolen base for Camacho. So for Camacho, that is now his 23rd stolen base. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and one strike. It has been a weird week at Tiger Field. From yesterday's 15-inning marathon that ended 13-12 to that, guess you could say, gaffe. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. That ball is lifted up along the first third baseline, foul and into the stands. I was going to try to make a play on it, but it didn't come close enough. Got to protect the radio equipment. But a lady comes up with it, and then two young fans, one wearing the Colt 45s, jersey, raises the ball up, and he's won a trophy. good times here at the ballpark. 1-2. I'm going to catch a foul ball one of these days, and it's going to look cool. 1-2. The pitch to Norton is behind him, and holding it third still is Jeffries. So 2-2 on a slider running into Norton. That was thrown behind him. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. Jeffries at third. At second is Camacho. The 3-2-2 pitch is swung on, grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. In comes Jeffries. Coming in to score is Camacho on a two-run single by Kyle Norton, and now the Colt 45s lead 8-1. Just a beautiful piece of finesse hitting from Kyle Norton. It's now 8-1. And now here comes Bryce Tweet. And for Kyle Norton, I just love that at bat because of how well he was just able to get that barrel out. Sometimes you don't need to crank it to the wall or even hit home runs. Sometimes all you need in the First pitch to Tweet hits him right on the right ankle. So it was a soft slider to the left-hander that hits him on the foot. Tweet showing no ill effects whatsoever, able to run down to first base easily. And so now, with runners at first and second, the Colt 45s in charge of this game, now leading 8-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. And now we're going to have a discussion with Anthony Hernandez, and we'll see if that does it for him.
So they're getting lubricated over here, folks. They're getting their own lube on right now, so they're going to be ready for that dizzy mat race.
The way that
oil change is going to bring you the dizzy mat race lubricated stuff.
Anyway, the discussion continues. Wonder what they brought for the potluck. Potluck is over, though. They'll split up, go back to their positions. And with one out, runners at first and second, that will bring up now Reginato after Tweet was hit by the pitch. So Reginato, with runners at first and second, trying to increase this 7-run lead. There goes the runners in motion. The throw to third, not in time. Norton steals third, and rotating over with him to second is Bryce Tweet. So two runners going and all runners safe. A double steal. And so for Bryce Tweet, that's his 12th stolen base. And for Norton, that's also his 12th stolen base. And then there's a grounder to short. Up with it. The throw to first, not in time. The throw was high and away. First baseman had to come off the bag. Martinez in to score is Norton. And it's now 9-1, Colt 45. So what seemed to be what was really going to be a nip-and-tuck series, after a 13-12, 15-inning marathon, but the Colt 45s have come to work today and have taken care of business in the biggest way possible. Now here is Isaiah Cortez, who swings and fouls the pitch away. And yesterday, the Athletics were playing such good defense as well. So then when you have now two errors in the game, that just really is going to affect you. The throw to second gets into center field. In to score is Bryce Tweet. The third is Reginato. And it's now 10-1, the Colt 45s. There was just a feel in the ballpark before the game started, just during pregame, the way that batting practice went, the way that fielding went, heck, even the way that, you know, the pitching session for Connor Irvine went, everything just looked so focused and so intense. I mean, to, you know, have a team like Fresno come in, they take you 15 innings and then you lose 13-12 on an error at short, and you had two of your players ejected, they have really wanted to get in the bad taste out of their mouths. And they have. Here's Cortez, swings and fouls the pitch away. So four runs have come across as the Colt 45s have busted this game open. Now leading 10-1 in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch is a slider that is swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right field, but playable under and making the catch. Tagging up and scoring is Reginato, and it's now 11-1, Colt 45s. So for Cortez, picks up a sacrifice fly and a run batted in. And now with the bases empty, looking to start the train up and get it moving again is Blake Tweet. So Blake Tweet, who is 1-for-3, but again, just talking about his mentality and his the work that he puts in before practice, and he swings and grounds the pitch up along the third baseline and foul. So the eighth batter coming up to bat, there have been 1, 2, 3 hits so far in the inning for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a slider that just misses low right at the calves. So knees to shins and calves. 1-1. Here's Hernandez looking to get out of the inning. 1-1 pitch is a fastball that swung on and fouled back. 1-2. And for Blake, it's been a bit of a uphill battle. At least this week after hitting a 3-run home run in the last series against Sacramento NBO. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball just a little bit outside to the right-hander. So 2-2, 2 out. The Colt 45's putting up a 5 spot. 2-2 is swung on. That ball is lifted up along the third baseline and foul out of play and hit off of a dent, and you have an army of children, about 5 or 6 of them, that are going to chase the foul ball, although I think an adult told them can't go this way and you gotta be able to walk as well. But the excitement of the children keeping this game even more fun. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, the throw to first in time, and that ends the inning. So Jacob Maynard taking care of Blake Tweet, but not before the Colt 45s put up 5 runs in the 6th inning, led by a 2-run single by Kyle Norton that cashed in Peyton Jeffries and Arif Camacho. 5 runs on 3 hits. Nobody left, and at the end of 6 innings, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 11-1 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And we are back for the top of the seventh inning. The Colt 45s in charge, leading the Fresno Athletics 11-1. And I think we might have a new pitcher, might not. Again, so hard to tell because of the light in those bright yellow jerseys, kind of making it hard to see. Probably invest in some binoculars. And so it is Dustin Niles coming into pitch now. So Dustin Niles, who... So here is Dustin Niles, who came in and pitched 3 2/3 of an inning and struck out 7 batters. And he'll be facing Maynard. The pitch to Jacob Maynard is a hard fastball on the outside corner for a strike. And so Dustin Niles has really shown himself to be one of the Colt 45's better relief pitchers. Not only does he throw hard, but he throws those fastballs for strikes. 0-1 pitches a slider that misses. So one ball and one strike the count. Top of the seventh inning, the Colt 45s leading the Athletics 11-1. 1-1 is a fastball that misses low for ball two. So two balls and one strike the count. Two-one is missed low for ball three. So for Dustin Niles, who has struck out 19 batters and has walked 10. So about a 2-1 ratio. The 3-1 pitch is missed a little high for ball four. So for Niles, who allowed just one run last night, now getting in some more work, gives up a leadoff walk. And so now here is Vestral, who swings at the first pitch and grounds one to Niles. The throw to second is in time. And so for Niles, opting to get the lead runner and does the job well. So fielder's choice, that'll go as 1-6 with Camacho on the cover. Now batting. Left fielder, number 20, Matthew. And now here is Matthew Lauren. So with one away, the man on base, delivering inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and away for ball two. So 2-1, 2-0 has a sister, Skyler, went to Foothill High School. 2-0 is missed away for ball three, and that's going to skip off the glove of Williams and safely into second goes Vestral. So for Dustin Niles, who is showing a little bit of fatigue after pitching 3 2/3 yesterday of that 15-inning marathon, the Athletics won 13-12. He sets. Wines delivers. The 3-0 is missed low for ball four. So two walks now issued by Niles. And Niles cutting a 1.68 ERA. Now with two runners on, here comes Ivan Ruiz. Sir Ruiz, the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So hitting the reset button there is Niles. Was a major part of the future Farmers of America himself. raised hogs. 0-2. To Ruiz. Niles with Ruiz down 0-2. He'll look and set. Stares at second. Stares again. The 0-2 is a slider that misses off the glove of Williams on the outside corner. Skips by him and moving to third. Goes Lauren. Excuse me. Moving over to third is Vestral. To second is Lauren. So it's Lauren at second, Vestral at third. And so now for Ethan Williams and Niles, just trying to get on the same page with each other. A brief cup of coffee for them. And we'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. With one away. The 1-2 pitch. Slider. Strike three call. And that takes care of Ruiz. And for Niles, he is just this summer season found ways to make the tough pitch in tough positions. And again, you're working with an 11-1 lead, so a few runs aren't going to hurt him. But right now, this is about, you know, working on your individual self, hitting your spots, and really working on the situation. The first pitch now, Dodd is away for ball one, skips to the netting, but holding is Vestral. One and oh. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball two. Ball skips away. Throw the slide at home, and safe is Vestral. Taking it himself was Williams off the net, instead not feeding Niles, and Vestral wins the sliding race with Williams. It's now 11-2 in favor of the Colt 45s. So a wild pitch there from Justin Niles, and Williams maybe had a chance to flip the ball home to Niles, but Williams thought better of it, thought he could make the sliding tag, but Vestral able to get that hand in there, touching home plate. 2-0 pitch is a slider outside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. The pitch is taken outside for ball four. So that is the third walk.
Now batting. Center fielder, number 28, Leo Harwell.
So the third walk issued by Niles this inning, and now here's Leo Aragwin. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball in the dirt for ball one. Right at the foot of home, of the home plate umpire. And so it's 1-0. The count, Steve Livermore behind home plate tonight. He sets, delivers. The pitch is swung on. Hard ground ball to second. Up with it is Jeffries, and he doesn't have a play. That was a tough play there for Jeffries as he had to slide to his left to try to get in front. That'll go as an infield base hit. In to score is Lauren, and it's now 11-3. Colt 45s, and now Barrick Fasking going to go and talk with Niles. This is really the first sign of trouble that we have seen Niles run into. He is working with two outs, but he's probably telling Niles to slow down a little bit. And again, from that emotional game yesterday where he pitched the second most innings out of anybody on the team. So might be a little bit mentally fatigued today, but Barrick Fasken goes out there, talks to his man, and now for Niles, going to try to get himself out of this little jam he's in. Two runs allowed here in the top of the seventh inning, and the Colts 45s leading still 11-3. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. That's a strike to Steven Martinez. So, Dodd over at third. At first is Arguin. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Reginald. Throws the first in time. Takes care of Martinez. And for Niles, able to get himself out of the short jam and finish the inning. So, the Fresno Athletics add two runs back on a wild pitch. And so, we'll be right back here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Let it happen up there, Chad. Come on, folks, I want to hear you guys. Let everyone know how proud Redding is of America.
God bless America.
Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains. Through the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Wonderful job.
Yeah, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
All right, to the bottom of the seventh we go, and the Colt 45s lead 11-3, and so leading off will be Ethan Williams after the Colt 45s sent eight batters to the plate and scored five runs. And so Ethan Williams was having himself a quietly good day. He is 1-for-2, walked, scored, hit a double, and then scored on the three-run home run by Nate Scott, and then flied out to second. So bottom of the seventh, and it is a good night here in Shasta County. Black skies overhead, not really a lot of wind. The wind was picking up, you know, about an hour before game time. It was probably, those winds were probably at around 10 to 15 miles per hour, but they've really settled down and turned it into a nice day at the ballpark. Ethan Williams laces down the first third base line and foul. So for Ethan Williams, attacking the first pitch and a couple of inches off from having himself a fun run at another double. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and there's a swing and a high fly ball into left center. Very playable. Coming in, getting under it, and making the catch is Leo Aragüin, and there's one away. So for Williams, hits one into the outfield. And now here is Nate Scott. So with one out, here is Nate Scott. So Nate Scott, who is having himself probably the best game he's had so far, a single, the three-run home run to shift the momentum in favor of the Colt 45s, 2-for-3. Maybe trying to add to his deal. Last night we had Eric Anderson from the Fresno Athletics come a triple shy of the cycle. 1-0 pitch is dipped away for ball two. So a little bit of Sandman, a little bit of what's a good candy? I'm trying to think about the powdered candies. Ooh, the Fun Dip. You remember the Fun Dip? 2-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. I don't know why, but this guy is, Anthony Hernandez's pitching is reminding me just of all the Fun Dip that you used to consume as a kid. The blue raspberry, the cherry. I'm never really much of a cherry fan, but I don't know. He's sort of giving me those Fun Dip vibes. 2-1 pitch is down and away for ball three. You know, another good one that does not get talked about that is so, so underrated is the baby bottle pop. I just, you know, you got the watermelon flavor. You got the cotton candy flavor. You can tell. 3-1 pitch is a check swing foul to Scott. Three balls and two strikes. The count for Nate, who is from Temecula, Tenzano Valley College. The 3-2 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball on the infield under it, making the catch. Is Ivan Ruiz, and there's two away. So Ruiz, who kept himself busy on the night. And so now here's Peyton Jeffries. So with two outs, Jeffries singled and then came home to score on the two-run base knock by Kyle Norton. Pitch to Jeffries is on the outside corner, four strike, 0-1. Here's Hernandez. He'll set the 0-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is grounded to third. Up with it is Maynard. The throw to first is in time to get Jeffries, so the Colt 45s go down quietly. A 1-2-3 inning, and this game going rather quickly. And so we're going to the top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 11-3. And this broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8-5.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and it's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. And now we are back in. Into pitch now is Alex Alvarez. So for Alvarez, who has pitched well so far this season and working with an 11-3 lead. For Alvarez, he has pitched 16 innings and has struck out 13 batters. So, some solid relief out of him. Pitch by Alvarez is swung on and missed for strike one. One and one to Joseph Portwood. The 1-1 pitch. High leg kick coming violently forward for strike two. And the count is 0-2. So 0-2. The count. Alvarez. Winds, kicks, and delivers. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And so for Alvarez, who attended UPrep, so for Alex Alvarez, who I spoke to briefly and talked about how he says he is the best sand volleyball player on the team. And not sure what the discussion was over. But for Alvarez, who moves pretty quickly off the mound, built like a libero in a way as well. 1-2 pitch is taken outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. It's around 5-10, but he just, you know, I could see him moving in the sand quickly. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball that misses high for ball three. So three balls and two strikes the count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Portwood, who swung and then fell to his left knee trying to hit it. A big hack and a big bottle of empty. There's one away, and that will bring up Hu Chin Hao. So Hu Chin Hao from Taiwan takes up and away for ball one. He is 0 for 3, grounded to third twice, and struck out. 1-0 pitch, swung on, fouled back. Alvarez working at a quick pace. Here in the top of the eighth inning, The Colt 45 is leading 11-3. 1-1, fastball is swung on and missed for strike two. 1-2. Alvarez looking in, that glove right up in his face. Kicks and delivers the 1-2 pitch. High fastball gets Howe. Howe strikes out. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Alvarez. And with two away, here comes Jacob Maner. So Hugh Chin Howe strikes out for the second time tonight. Now looking to close the books as Alvarez on Maner. A little changeup that stays up for ball one. 1-0 the count. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to get ready and sit tight, because at the end of this inning, we are going to have the shoe race, where you have a playground of children who have their shoes off. The Colt 45s then throw the shoes on the field. The kids have to find their shoes and then race to the finish line. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled up along the first baseline. 1-2, and it's one of my favorite events to commentate, kind of almost like a mini game in Mario Party. The millennials know, for anybody that's confused. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. That takes care of Maner, who swings at that Mount Shasta cheese. Up and away, and down he goes. Alvarez strikes out the side. No runs, no hits. And we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now time for the kids' race. The Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 11-3 here on KCNR. And so here we go. The kids are about to go to the wall, and we will see who wins this one. We've got about 70 of them, so this is like a race of small little Mustangs trying to show off what they have. No adults allowed. I think you have to be at least 10 years old or under. We got big kids. We've got small kids. They're all touching the left field wall. The shoes are on the field. And there they go, and they're off. There they go. We have a mob of kids running, trying to find their shoes. Little man in a cutoff trying to find his shoes. He finds his first one, finds his second one. Who's going to do it? He has to have both. You have to have both shoes, and you have to put them on. A kid with a blue Colt 45 tie-dye shirt comes through and scores. This little girl, all of 4'2", comes in second. And then we have a young man, I think that was the original one, wearing the Carl Anthony Towns jersey, comes in third. So that is it. What a race it was. The kids have fun finding their shoes, and hopefully none of the shoes end up in lost and found, the more important part. We'll be right back here on KCNR, the home of the Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
To the bottom of the eighth inning we go, and here is Areve Camacho to lead things off. So it'll be Areve Camacho, who had his first base hit of the game after reaching base the previous two times, but one was on an error to second, and then the last one was a walk in the fourth. So reached base in the second inning on the error at second. Fourth inning was a walk, and then singled, and then came home to score. So for Camacho, who hit a home run last night, and he swings and ties that ball in the left center. Back it goes near the wall. She is off the wall. Into second goes Camacho, and he will stay there. So for Arive Camacho, who hits a shot off the left center wall. Man, and maybe with a little bit more wind, that could possibly go out. I mean, this place is so dry, just does not have the elements of a hitter ballpark, but if you hit the ball hard, you're going to come up with a base hit. Well, at least some would say most of the time, but you can be a 300 hitter, succeed at your job 30% of the time, and be considered a Hall of Famer. Now here's Kyle Norton, who swings and lifts a fly ball on the infield. Under it is Ruiz, who takes care of that ball, and there's one away. So room service fly ball for Ivan Ruiz. Had to take three steps, knock on the door, and make the catch. So here is Bryce Tweet, who is 0 for 2. Well, yeah, 0 for 2. Struck out, grounded to second. Hit a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning, and then was hit by a pitch and came home to score on a wild pitch. 1-0 the count to Tweet, trying to electrify this crowd. Hit 7 home runs this year. 1-0 pitch is missed away for ball 2. And so for Tweet, who is second on the team and runs batted in, leads the team and walks. 2-0 pitch swung on, chopped up along the first baseline and foul. Correction, that is Wyatt Reginato who leads the team in walks. He is second with 15. Reginato has 17, but still a man that can get on base, has plenty of pop. 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Fastball a little bit out in front there. Was Tweed for strike 2. So 2 balls and 2 strikes the count, and again, this fastball is coming in at around 80 miles an hour, almost like a soap bubble with a little bit of heat on it. It's got to stay back. 2-2 pitch, swung on, lift up along the third baseline, and foul with room, and unable to make the catch at third is Maynard. Almost kind of like he overran the ball, fading down the third baseline, overran it, and then it was to his left and just couldn't reach his glove out and catch it. So for Bryce, trying to cash in Camacho. The 2-2 pitch, changeup, strike 3 called, and down goes Tweet. Little change of action there on the outer half. Tweet didn't like it, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And so for Tweet, who strikes out. And now here's Wyatt Reginato. So for Reginato, who is walked twice and then reached on an error at first. Pitch is taken away for ball 1. 1-0 the count, 11-3 here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s leading after losing yesterday's heartbreaking marathon, 13-12. 1-0 pitch is spun on the outside corner for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Steve Livermore behind home plate. Camacho over at second, and I think he'll just ride out this at bat, but you never know. Takes the secondary, not going. The 1-1 pitch is grounded to second. Up with it is Ruiz with a good glove, throws the first, and that ends the inning. So Camacho has a leadoff double, but the Colt 45s can't cash him in. However, there's plenty of runs to go around for the Colt 45s, who lead 11-3 after the eighth inning. And tonight's program is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start planting, preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And to the top of the ninth inning we go, and the Colt 45s ahead 11-3. And leading off will be Max Vestral, the catcher, followed by Matthew Lauren, part of this three-game series against the Fresno Athletics. Pitch is taken high by Vestral with Alvarez closing up shop here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lift up along the right field line, and foul. That'll go out of play into the visiting batting cages. So one ball and one strike. Here's 1-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hit hard up along the first baseline and caught by Kyle Norton, one away. So here now is Matthew Lauren. So for Alvarez. Working on Lauren. Fastball is taken just inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And for Alvarez, talking very highly of himself as being the best sand volleyball player on the team. And, of course, you have the new sand courts at Caldwell Park that people can go to and play games in case you don't want to drive 3 hours to Eureka for some beach. Or here's the 1-1 pitch grounded to Reginato. Reginato up with it. Has to make a long throw, and it's not in time, and it will go out of play, and to second base is Lauren. So for Wyatt Reginato with a rare error for him, usually makes the play. But again, just a long throw, and I think he put a little bit too much horseradish on it. So, had that spin, threw it over there hard, just overthrew Kyle Norton, and that is a hard thing to do. Kyle Norton is 6'3", and you can't teach that. Ivan Ruiz now up, takes on the outside corner for strike one. So the cowbell's in effect, and I think some of the fans have headed out a little early. 0-1 pitches a slider that's fouled back, and the kids are lined up right at the line for post-game autographs, 0-2. I haven't given out any autographs, not that I need to. It's just, oh, man, these guys, summer baseball is so fun because you get to adopt this community as the 0-2 pitch is swung on, flied up along the right field line. Going back is Norton trying to make the over-the-head catch, and it lands in foul territory. There will be no play. But, again, you know, for guys like, you know, guys like Connor Irvine who aren't from the area, grew up in Canada, grew up in all these different places. You have a couple from the Midwest as well. You have guys like Caden Nichols, who's from Stansberry, Utah, as the ball is flied into right field, going over and making the catch as Blake Tweet for out number two. On Ruiz, tagging up and moving over to third is Vestral. We have guys like Wyatt Doty, who are from Southern California, from Yucaipa, and they all get to come here and get to have a summer of summer fun here in the North State. I mean, even Nate Scott and Arif Camacho from Antelope Valley College, they get to come here, spend the summer here, get a family that takes care of them, maybe get a job on the side working at Dutch Bros, and then get to have some fun after some games, even during the week, going jet skiing at Whiskey Town Lake, going on the boathouses. And it's just, it's a blast. And, you know, these guys get to really see what the North State is all about. 2-0 pitch is grounded up along the third baseline. Oh, what a play there from the third base coach from the Fresno Athletics. Wow. Played that on the one hop, caught it with his bare hand, and then gives a little hat tip to the crowd. 2-1. 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball inside for ball three. Skips off the glove of Williams. The throw home is not nearly in time. Skipping across home to score is Lorien, and it's now 11-4. So with two outs, 3-1, and four Fresno having competitive at bats right now. 3-1 pitch is taken high for ball four. So for Alvarez right now, getting to work on his game. Just trying to learn to control that fastball. That fastball, once he learns to throw that pitch more, four strikes, he's got the high leg kick, throws with good pace, has a pretty consistent slider. But when he gets command of that fastball, that's when we're going to see a whole different pitcher come out, and he is going to be playing for some form of college championship. Working on his game here. Fastball is just a little away for ball one. 1-0 to Leo Aragon. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner to the lefty for a strike. 1-1, and so for Alvarez. Cleaning up shop here. The Colt 45s lead 11-4. 1-1 pitch is high. So the crowd here enjoying Twins Day, where you could wear either a twin shirt, a thing one, thing two shirt. 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the kids right there for the foul ball. And that's what they're here for. Heck, you don't even need to give them candy. They just want the ball, man. They just want the ball, and they play with them. The baseballs. The 2-2 pitch is just away for ball three. The crowd wanted a called strike three. Instead, it is a no called ball three. A full count. With Dodd aboard, the 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted into left center. Coming in on the run and making the catch is Bryce Tweed, and that's the ball game. The Colt 45s come out in game two and shell shock the Fresno Athletics. They jump ahead and get off to a 6-0 lead. Use the 5-run sixth inning to take care of business. And that ends the game. The Colt 45s win this one 11-4. Stay tuned because we'll be back for game number three, which starts an hour earlier, starts at 6 p.m. We'll see who takes the rubber match between the Reading Colt 45s and the Fresno Athletics. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are listening from the radio or on Free Fire Radio on the digital app. Once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. From all of our friends here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, we wish you all a very, very pleasant good evening.
We now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Exciting Thursday scheduled for you. J.D. Vance, the man who's got the Republican nomination in Ohio to be the next senator, replace Rob Portman, will be with us in 10 minutes. Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour. Lieutenant General Mike Linnington, CEO of Wounded Warrior Project. Today is the Soldier Ride program launch. He'll be in our studio. We'll talk about that. And, of course, 1 year, almost, within a week or two of the horrible exit from Afghanistan, the beginning of the end of President Obama as a trustworthy figure in America. President Biden. That's a different conversation. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Every time we talk about amnesty on the record, more migrants come. They want to be a part of that giveaway program. The president of Mexico knew exactly what he was doing. It's going to cause more people to cross the border.
Unbelievable, right? Tom Homan, broken border, a gateway for criminals and illegals. They're pouring over into our country. The numbers are surging in a time when traditionally it's too hot to travel. And what the Mexican president just said to make it worse.
Number two.
We've laid out for the leadership of Iran what we're willing to accept in order to get back in the JCPOA. We're waiting for the response, but we are not going to wait forever.
Yeah, it seems like you are, because you've been trying for 18 straight months. Day two in Israel for President Biden, and the pomp and circumstances and flattery is overwhelmed by the administration's farcical folly of trying to get an archenemy like Iran into a terrible nuke deal and their comical quest to suddenly end handshaking for COVID reasons. But we all know what that is really about.
Number one.
This inflation has its roots in the pandemic. Our monetary system supported the economy so we could get through the pandemic, and now we have Russia's war against Ukraine. Add these together, we have the unacceptably high levels of inflation.
Yeah, add it together, it's excuse after excuse after excuse. Devastating. That's how all the must view, that's why all of you must view the 9.1% inflation rate, and all efforts at spin and deception from the Biden administration are in play. And I'm talking about 9.1% that caught them by surprise. 8.6 is something we probably never experienced in our adult life. 9.1 was supposed to be 8.8. 9.1 took them by surprise. Meanwhile, the bulk of the administration is overseas, but don't worry, the vice president's here to handle it. First, all you should know that on average, it's costing us an extra $3,000 a year, about another, the average family, $500 a month if it continues on this way, from gas to bread to eggs to everything that you do to cars you can't buy because the chips aren't in. And an employment problem, where on the surface it looks great, 3.6 or 3.4%. But we have so many open jobs, some stores actually have to close. First off, when it comes to credibility, here's why This administration, between foreign policy, Afghanistan, we don't think for a second that the Taliban will take over. They took over in weeks. To now, inflation. Remember when, asked about the rise in inflation, the administration said this: every voice you hear is a Democratic know-it-all. Cut 16.
Our economists have conveyed that they feel that the impact of our proposals will be transitory.
All of the economists that the president has been relying on suggest that there is a transitory nature to the inflation problem.
Economists call all these things transitory effects.
This inflation that we're experiencing is transitory. It is not going to be here long.
We've had several months of high inflation that most economists, including me, believe will be transitory.
We don't expect that those that upward pressure will produce substantially higher prices, or that the effects will be persistent. We expect that they'll be transitory or temporary.
Right. All wrong. The only person to admit she was wrong is Janet Yellen. She was wrong. Larry Summers was right. So many other Democratic officials were right. A lot go right back to the so-called rescue plan that we did not need of $1.9 trillion. The president used his 82 million votes in what he said was a mandate to jam that down our throats, and now we're all paying for it. For example, eggs up 33% year-to-date, butter up 21%, chicken parts 20%, canned vegetables 14%. You go shopping, all of a sudden, the groceries are double. Now, I got a great job now, and I feel very fortunate every day. But my whole life, I was paycheck to paycheck, including the house I grew up in. This is when this happened. This is very real to me. It ripples through a household. No one even asks who you voted for. They'll ask when the midterms happen who you're going to vote for. And they'll ask when it comes to vote for a president who not to vote for. And it so far is anybody who has that Democrat near their name. And I'll tell you, Biden's policies, have it made the economy worse, better, or in between? When asked in a Pew poll, worse, 56% blame the administration. Not much, 32%. Better, 11%. So that's why it's serious. You want to hear from the average Americans? Let's listen. In Washington, D.C., Fox News Digital took out their cameras. Cut 17.
Gas is going up, but people's paycheck ain't going up. The more you get on your paycheck, the more you got to spend in the grocery store, gas station, wherever. But Joe Biden needs to do more.
I'm not vegan yet. I'm working on that. But I am a vegetarian now because of the price of meat. Can no longer afford it.
I have to limit my groceries a little now, so I can't really get what I want all the time, I guess.
The bread went up. Like, you know, at one time you can get a good loaf of bread for like $1.50. Nowadays you're paying like $4.05. Milk went up, you know what I mean? It's very expensive to shop nowadays.
I love seafood, but I just can't afford it. So I do my fillets and call it quits and suck my thumb and pretend.
And there's times when you're in the middle of a war on terror, and things happen, and New York gets devastated, you get flooded, and you say, well, that's natural disasters. And, you know, after the pandemic, there was going to be some problems, and there was going to be maybe a little inflation. But we overdid it. We spent like there was going to be no ramifications. And as Brian Brenberg brought up, an economist professor over at King's College, he said the fact that it went up so much more than the administration projected and has been gone on longer than they predicted, it shows it's out of control, which is scary. I don't care who you voted for. Real quick, I don't want to take too much time from J.D. Vance. I do want to point out that the president's in day two of a four-day trip over to the Middle East. He'll meet with a number of Middle East countries, most of all Saudi Arabia next, in Israel now. And Israel is incensed, but they're doing it politely because we're so indispensable to them about the fact that we are determined to get back in the 2015 Iranian deal that's about to expire anyway. That was the question the president got in a rare press conference today. Here's what he said. The question was essentially, how long will you wait for Iran to get back into this deal? Cut three.
We've laid out for the people, for the leadership of Iran, what we're willing to accept in order to get back into JCPOA. We're waiting for their response, but we are not going to wait forever.
That means he is. I don't understand it. Nobody wants it. You could have done something dramatic, Mr. President. You could have indicated to Saudi Arabia that if you, for example, agree to pump more oil, even though it's horrific in my mind because we should be doing it ourselves, we will go ahead and walk away from the Iranian deal and go back to isolation, and then we want you in return to recognize Israel. Now they already agreed to have the first flight directly from the Israeli capital to the capital of Saudi Arabia, and the president will be on one of those flights. All right, this is Brian Kilmeade Show. We're excited that J.D. Vance is going to be with us next. Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour to expand on these breaking news stories, as well as the president's trip overseas. And then General Michael Linnington, an important Wounded Warrior Project. They are still continuing to help those who served, especially in Afghanistan, 1 year to the day until we left in embarrassment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation. He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's O-W-N-E-R-L-Y.com. Ownly.com.
Paid for by Ownly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A hero teenager from Long Island who saved someone from a sinking car makes today's Dean's List. Dramatic surveillance video captured the rescue of 18-year-old Mia Samolinsky after she drove her car into the bay. According to a press release, Mia accidentally pressed the gas pedal instead of the brakes. Anthony Zongor was nearby and says he heard a huge splash and saw people running toward the dock. You could hear the young woman struggling to get out of her car as it was sinking. Anthony says what made him dive into the water was hearing Mia banging the door trying to break it. Thankfully, due to his quick action, he was able to open the driver's side of the door and get Mia out of the vehicle and safely onto the dock. Mia's dad says Anthony is a hero. While people were standing around filming what was happening, he was the one that did something about it. He says his daughter is with us today because of him. Thank you, Anthony, for your bravery. And we're so glad Mia is okay. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jenny Slate. Slate co-created and voices Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. The new movie is based on a series of viral YouTube videos turned book series.
What is it like to see this little creation of yours now have his big screen moment?
It's a pretty dreamy time for sure. Marcel is so precious to those of us that made the film, and to see him be received in such a friendly way, it's just really nice. It feels like an example of goodness.
The little shell's big self-confidence is part of a range of emotions Slate wanted for audiences of all ages.
I think a lot of times children are just offered what adults think will be the easiest to throw at them, you know, something like super duper duper cute or something really, really, really loud. And I think we have that in our movie, all of those things. But I also know that as a person, I've always needed proof that I am allowed to connect to a broad spectrum of emotions.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Can J.D. Vance really beat Tim Ryan? J.D. Vance is a novice candidate. I don't think he's got the moves. We'll see.
You had Matt Dolan in Ohio. They picked this hypocrite, J.D. Vance, who's acting like a freak, talking about stolen elections in Ohio. They didn't pick the rational, reasonable candidates. They picked insurrectionists, wackos, freaks, and conspiracy theorists.
That is just some of the idiocy that goes on other channels about a legitimate Republican who won the nomination in a very tough field, in a very tough race. There's just such blatant disrespect from a guy who's a self-made success story, best exemplified by the movie he wrote, the book he wrote, and the movie that was portrayed of that. J.D. Vance joins us now, the Ohio Senate candidate representing the Republican ticket, wants to replace Senator Portman, taking on Tim Ryan. J.D., how do you handle that type of personal critiques? They're not talking about your bully. They're talking about you.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten used to it, Brian. I think those people are all completely disconnected from reality. And so you just have to ignore it and accept that the price of doing public service in this country is that you have to accept the attacks from a lot of crazy people. But, you know, there's for every crazy person, I think there are 10 good people, reasonable people, who, even if they may not like every position that I have, I think they recognize that public service is important. We're going to do some good things for the people of Ohio. So I feel good about our race. I feel good about where we are. And I'll happily go on Morning Joe after we beat Tim Ryan in November.
Right. So Tim Ryan, who came into Congress sounding like a moderate, took on Nancy Pelosi, has voted with but ran for president, did not go well, has voted with President Biden on 100% of the time, but now is coming off like some Republican who does not want the president to campaign with him. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with, you know, since Matt, this is your matchup?
You just tell the truth, Brian. I mean, you know, political campaigns are really about message and about making sure that the people who you want to vote for you hear what you're trying to tell them. And what we're trying to tell them is pretty simple, that for all the TV commercials and all the pretense that Tim Ryan is some sort of moderate, he's voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. He's voted with Nancy Pelosi 98% of the time. He has supported every radical position of the Democrats in the last couple of years, and he's completely turned his back on the people of Youngstown during his time in Congress. And so he was against the anti-China policies that President Trump initiated. He was against the policies that brought American energy independence back. He's been fully on board with destroying American energy independence in the past couple of years, which is one of the big reasons why we have inflation. Really, it's spending and the fact that we don't have energy independence. That's what's driving the cost of goods for everyday Americans. So look, the policy record is clear. This guy has stood with the radicals every step of the way. He's made us poorer. He's made us less safe in the state of Ohio. And I just think if people know the truth about him, it's not going to be close.
But the person you're replacing, if you win, will be someone known as a moderate in Senator Portman. Fiscally conservative, but moderate on most issues. you will be more conservative than him. Does that concern you? Do you think Ohio's changed since 6 years ago when Senator Portman ran?
No, I mean, look, Rob's been a good senator. You're right that I'm probably more conservative than him on a few issues. But I think at the end of the day, people just want you to be who you are. And look, you know, everybody, you know, disagrees with somebody on at least one issue. But so long as your heart's in the right place, and importantly, so long as you're working hard in service of the people who sent you there, I think there are a lot of people who are very excited about what I'm trying to do. And you know, yeah, you know, I actually do think Ohio is a more conservative state probably than it was 10 years ago. I think I've probably become more conservative than I was 10 years ago just because the far left has gone so crazy. I mean, who would have believed, you know, 10 years ago that you would have the president of the United States and others defending harassing Supreme Court justices while they're having dinner with their families. I mean, these people have really jumped the shark. And I think a lot of us in Ohio are looking around and saying, well, why have we allowed such lawlessness, such chaos to infect our country? We've got to start fighting back.
So we have a situation where the president of the United States took over a country that had 1.4% inflation. Now it's at 9. It's over 9% and affecting the Midwest. Inflation is affecting the Midwest where you are even more. What's your reaction? Is this the president's policies or the reaction most Western countries have to the post-pandemic life?
Well, I think it's the president's policies. And if you look at, you know, what was happening a year ago, and some of us like me on the campaign trail were sounding alarm about the inflation crisis, about the supply chain crisis, about the energy crisis. A lot of us were saying this is a problem. And what was the president saying? It's transitory. And then, of course, it was Vladimir Putin's fault. And now it's gotten so bad that you can't say it's temporary and you can't even blame Vladimir Putin anymore, at least not mostly. And so I think it really does fall on the president. It falls on the president's policies. And you're right. Inflation's also pretty bad in Europe. But Europe has done the same stupid thing that we've done in this country, which is try to move our economy too quickly away from traditional energy sources. And so, you know, the Germans, yeah, they have a pretty bad inflation problem. The UK has a bad inflation problem. And what all of us have in common is that we've had leadership that is trying to destroy our natural national energy resources. And that's driving up costs for everybody. So when I look at the Europeans, I don't say, well, the Europeans are suffering too. That means that we haven't screwed up. I look at the European suffering and I say, we've all screwed up and we actually need to turn the page here.
So I look at what's happening in Europe and I think that the Ukraine, the supporting Ukraine is worth it. And I do think Russia is a modern day Stalin. And I do think he's going to grab Georgia and Moldova next. Do you not feel that way?
I'm skeptical, Brian. I mean, you know, this is one of the few issues I think where you and I disagree on. I think that one of the things the Ukraine war has revealed is that Putin is much weaker than what maybe we thought he was. I think he's probably much weaker than he thought he was.
And much more ruthless.
I don't know what, you know, I think he's a ruthless guy. I don't think he's a good guy. But I also think that he has very particular limitations. His country's pretty weak. It doesn't have the ability to march all the way through Eastern Europe. So I'm skeptical, not because I think Putin's a good guy, but because I think he's pretty limited.
But you know that he'd be taking Kyiv if we did not put this size support in. And would you be comfortable with Russia being at the doorstep of Western Europe, just absorbing a country? Georgia would be easier than Ukraine.
Would I be comfortable with it? No, but I think that we have to, you know, the cost and benefit here is how much am I willing to spend American treasure and eventually, if we got to that point, American blood to prevent that outcome. And on the American blood question, just not at all. I'm just not willing to put American resources to try to prevent that or American lives to try to prevent that from happening. The other thing I'd say about this, Brian, is that this has revealed how weak NATO is and how weak the Western European countries are. I mean, these are some of the richest countries in the world, right? Germany has a per capita economy comparable to ours. The French do. The English do. The Germans have a terrible defense system. They don't spend 2% of their defense or 2% of their GDP on defense. A lot of the other European countries fall short as well. This should be a wake-up call. And so when I look at Europe, I say, look, Putin is primarily your guy's problem. I'm not saying we shouldn't support them. But Putin is your guy's problem. You need to step up and take some leadership here and not just depend on the generosity of American taxpayers to foot your military bill.
Are you happy with the team you have right now for the sprint through the summer and the fall?
I really am, Brian. I mean, we had a great team in the primary, and we've obviously had to build on it. We've had to hire a lot of people very quickly here in the last couple of months. But I'll say this, Brian. We didn't have a single leak out of the Vance campaign. You know, it was a tough primary. We had some days that were very good and some days that were very bad. We didn't have any defections. We didn't have any people quitting. We got a great team, and I'm happy with it.
J.D. Vance on the quest in a virtual dead heat with Tim Ryan. It's going to be a battle to the end because he's running like a Republican in Ohio. Thanks so much, J.D. Best of luck.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
You got it. We come back, Carly Shimkus. More news. Don't move.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits.
If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So let's go back to the roots of this inflation. This inflation has its roots in the pandemic, which snarled supply chains. Yes, just like other countries around the world, our federal government, our monetary system supported the economy so we could get through the pandemic. And now we have Russia's war against Ukraine. So when you add these together, we have the unacceptably high levels of inflation. It's been hard to predict this pandemic. We did not foresee the war, except for in the weeks leading up to it. And so this is why we have to express caution. But what we do know is that over the past year, we had historical growth in our economy, and we've got a strong labor market. So we're in a position to address these challenges as the Fed executes trying to bring inflation down.
And you know what that means? They're raising rates. It was 75 basis points. Now it could be 100, which means if you try to buy a house for the first time, you have a credit card, it's going to affect you. So as they try to rein in inflation, which is plaguing your life, they're going to up interest rates. Their hand is off the wheel. And there's a way to do this. Go back to see how Reagan did it. Find out what you liked and didn't like and find out to do something. But going there and trying to build back better, to raise taxes on the rich, to vilify Vladimir Putin and elevate him higher than he deserves to be is not the answer. Someone who rarely agrees with me but is a nice person anyway is Carly Shimkus, co-host of Fox and Friends First.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I always agree with you.
Really?
Yeah, for most things. I would say 95% of the things you say I agree with.
So unlike Tim Ryan, who pretends to be agreeing with Republicans, who's taking out ads on Fox, mm-hmm. where Fox News hosts are praising him because he wants to pretend to be a Republican. You are not. Your voting record is 100% in my corner. You're not pretending to be somebody you're not.
Exactly. Yes, I stand in the Kilmeade corner.
You had Brian Brenberg on your show today, mm-hmm. and he had a quote that stuck with me. He said, "The 9% is higher, so much higher than they projected it to be." It's clear they have no idea how to control this.
Exactly. And they don't know how high it's actually going to go because they were so caught off guard by the fact that inflation was higher than they anticipated. And speaking of numbers, inflation 9.1%. Average hourly earnings are up 5.1%. So people are losing money left and right. And that's why as people lose money, it's the kitchen table issues. It's not about abortion. It's not about anything else other than the economy. That's what people care about the most. And President Biden can't rein it in.
So far, he can't rein it in. And I think the right now blaming Vladimir Putin, saying it's high oil and gas, yelling at gas station owners, to me doesn't seem like a step in the right direction.
The gas station owners was a really good one.
Right.
The people that are making like basically minimum wage and making 5 cents on the dollar for every gallon of gas that they're sold. Yeah, it's their fault. No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought so. What about the cover? What about the cover of the New York Post today where it says, repeat after me, which is repeat the line, which is exactly what he said, clearly reading the prompter again. And underneath it says, repeat the line, inflation has historic highs. Again, repeat the line. Biden blames everyone else again. He's got no plan again. So he left Saudi Arabia, Israel, 4-day trip. We'll discuss it. But there is no plan going forward. And I just think there's only one person who has apologized, and that's Janet Yellen for misleading us.
Right.
And maybe misleading business, small business, big business. about where this economy was headed.
Yeah, and well, they actually do have some semblance of a plan, and it really is that they're trying to get Joe Manchin to sign back on to Build Back Better. They want to pass a modified, smaller version of it, and apparently those talks were going somewhat well, where Manchin was considering possibly signing on to something having to do with drug prices or maybe child care. But then this inflation report came out, and he said any spending that the government is considering right now would be a really bad idea. So it looks like BBB is DOA, which is probably for the best. Not probably,
I hope so,
definitely
but,
for the
but
best.
But here's what he said, pretty much what you just said, but I like to him do it.
Because mm-hmm, yeah,
he sounds more
deep,
like him.
He's got a deeper voice.
And he sounds like Joe Manchin.
Right, right.
You sound like Carly.
Yeah.
Cut 19.
I just think that basically everyone should be very cautious of what we're doing and how we're approaching things now and looking at anything that could inflame the inflationary high numbers that we have. It's difficult right now. People are having a hard time paying their bills. They're having a hard time with inflation on everything they buy. When you look at all the cost of groceries today, when you look at the cost of gasoline, when you look at the cost of energy, the necessities that people have to live every day, it's extremely difficult in West Virginia and all over the country. So I'm just saying anything that I'm looking at, anything that people are conversing with me on, I'm scrubbing it the best I possibly can to see if anything could be causing more inflation. That's what I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuel oil up almost 100%. Gas, unleaded regular, up 61%. Airline fare, 34%. Tires, even, up 15%. And now the president's over in Saudi Arabia. Part of the deal is, even though they've been really cagey about why they want to go over there, is they're obviously going to talk to the king and the crown prince about possibly pumping more oil and exporting it to lower gas prices. Here's the thing with that, Brian. First of all, we already heard from Emmanuel Macron that Saudi Arabia is maxed out. The other thing is refineries. So say, for instance, they do decide to increase their oil capacity, bring it back to the U.S. Refineries in the U.S. are at max capacity, so you can't even turn that oil into gasoline.
That's a great point. A couple other things. So I was thinking about this morning. If we went to Saudi Arabia and they had something like rare earth, like the Congo has, and you say, well, you know, I want to go to electric cars. I want to get these batteries. I need this rare earth. We need them. But when Saudi Arabia, when we go over there and say, listen, would you pump more? Well, they're just going to turn around and go, what are you? You have more oil than us. Like, why do I have to pump more?
Why are you putting this on me?
Yeah, why are you doing it?
That's the thing that makes no sense. And by the way, if you really cared about the planet, then we would be pumping, but we wouldn't be exporting this idea to other countries that produce it dirtier than the United States. I was at a refinery recently, and they said they spent $1 billion on trying to refine oil in the most eco-friendly way. Do you think they're doing that in Saudi Arabia and Russia? Absolutely not.
All right. This is what I believe. Now, I actually don't know what Joe Biden believes, but you would think that it would leak out that Joe Biden knows what it takes to get oil and gas going again, but he's concerned about his left flank. Charlie Gasparino said this about what the administration is doing and why they're not doing it. By the way, the market is down 500 points. Unbelievable. The market, that's 1.5%, the S&P. Cut 28.
The real question is, from the Biden administration, is why they don't loosen up regulations, particularly on oil, gas exploration. And there's certain things they can do that is so easy, but they won't. And I think the reason why they won't is because the progressive wing of the party is just has them in a stranglehold.
Yeah.
Why, Brian?
Of course, it's because of that. Because the president and the Biden administration already know that they're extremely unpopular with the progressive wing of the party. The thing that's different, there's a lot of things that are different between Trump and Biden. But one of the things when it comes to polling is that Trump always polled in the 90s when it came to his own party. I mean, the progressives are already running against Biden. He does not have them. So if he wants
70%, according to the New York Times.
Yeah, poll. And then there's this progressive group that's already running ads against him and saying they don't not Joe Biden.com or something like that. So he doesn't want to do. That's why he's pushing, you know, to codify Roe versus Wade and or doing everything that he possibly can when it comes to the abortion issue. He's thinking about this health emergency when it comes to abortion because he knows that he can't go super far, but he's trying to appease them as much as possible. And the other thing is green, and it's not green in terms of climate. It's money. Climate organizations give the Democratic Party so much money. He doesn't want to piss them off either.
Lastly, I just want to talk before we bring General Linnington's going to be joining us, and he is running the Wounded Warrior Project. They have their soldier ride today. He was served for a couple of years leading things over in Afghanistan. It's almost been a year since Afghanistan. Yes. We'll talk about that. But just on the foreign policy front, the president just had a press conference where he took a couple of questions, one of which was Iran. And the other one was about the Abraham Accords. This is the first time he mentioned the Abraham Accords. Cut one.
We'll also continue building on the Abraham Accords, which I strongly support because they deepen Israel's integration into the broader region and establish lasting ties for business, cooperation, and tourism.
Between Israel, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and five overall nations. It was remarkable. And the only reason it happened is because Saudi Arabia green-lighted it.
Yeah.
They were next if Trump had won another administration. But the key to that was their view and their stance on Iran.
Yeah, and you know this is really interesting that President Biden used the term Abraham Accords in during an international speech, and this is really the first time that the president is embracing a foreign policy accomplishment of former President Trump, which is the Abraham Accords. He's not just embracing it; he's trying to expand upon it. And U.S.-Saudi relations are obviously very complicated, but the bottom line is that the United States has a common enemy with Saudi Arabia and Israel in Iran. And if Israel and Saudi Arabia can normalize relations and the Biden administration can help facilitate that, that's a very good thing. The thing that makes this complicated, though, is that he's in Israel right now at a time when he still wants to enter the Iranian nuclear deal, which would, if that gets signed, which it's not looking like it will, but if it does, that puts Israel in a terrible position. They don't want that to happen, especially at a time when Iran does have enough enriched uranium right now to make a nuclear weapon in weeks if they wanted to.
So,
terrifying.
So what happens is Iran goes, I'm not going to go into a deal that you're going to get reversed if you guys lose an election because it's never going to get ratified in the Senate. So listen to how insidious this is. They might sign off on a deal. If Iran's smart, they'd sign off on it. They might sign off a deal. Right now, Russia gets paid to take uranium out of your uranium before they can get it to weapons grade out of their country. They say that they will sign a deal that allows Russia to bring that uranium back should America get out of it.
Yeah.
So this administration rather do a deal with the devil and Russia, who is the devil, then allow Republicans to implement a policy that would tear up this deal.
Yeah.
How evil is that?
I know. And the other thing is that who's helping the United States negotiate this Iran nuclear deal?
Russia.
Exactly. And remember, just a few months ago, the big concern was, is Russia going to use a nuclear weapon? So on one hand, the United States is terrified, and rightfully so, that Russia and Vladimir Putin would take that step. On the other hand, we're using Russia to help us facilitate an Iranian nuclear deal with one of our greatest adversaries.
Carly, stay right here. General Linnington with the Wounded Warrior Project's coming in. It's a big day as they head start their soldier ride today. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
Paid for by Ownerly.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. Whether you're looking for a starter home or you're ready for something bigger, they've got you covered. From custom home loans to fast closings and everything in between, you can always expect the best deal. Just call 866-886-2026. That's 866-886-2026 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334 and NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking good, Mrs. Duff.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
You need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration. They need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Brian Kilmeade.
All the Wounded Warrior Project could shut down this street.
Okay, we ready?
So count down Avenues of America. Here
That's
we go.
Right.
So, General, should we put them on their journey? You want to count us down?
I'm ready.
All right. You guys ready? All right.
Three, two, one.
Soldier run!
Woo!
And there they go. There you go. That was General Michael Linnington, me, and Fox and Friends with Ainsley and Pete today as the Wounded Warrior Project did their annual Soldier Ride program that was really chronicled for the first time on this show when Tony Snow was hosting it. This is a four-day cycling experience to help Wounded Warriors connect with vets. It ends up at Stevens Talk House in the Hamptons, and it got a lot of attention, and it should. It's a 19-mile trip out to Coney Island, and they're in the middle of it right now, all Wounded Warriors. General Michael Linnington, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show, and I've negotiated with Carly to stick around. Hope that's okay.
That's wonderful, Brian. Thank you, Carly. Good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Let's just, for people just tuning in around the country, Soldier Ride, why is it important? You're located in Jacksonville, but you're here in New York City to launch this.
Soldier Ride is one of our signature programs that gets wounded, ill, and injured service members back re-engaged with their brothers and sisters in arms. It's a health and wellness event. It's a 3 or 4 day ride. We're riding more than 70 miles over the next 3 days. It really does reconnect wounded veterans with their brothers and sisters in arms and start the healing process. So it's a physical event. It's a challenging event, but it also has incredible mental health, emotional wellness, support functions as well. And it really is a wonderful event.
That's amazing. And I think that you know better than anybody that one of the things that people struggle with when they come back, veterans, is the fact that they don't feel like they're a part of a team anymore. So to be around so, and there are hundreds of people that are in this ride, right? I mean, it just seemed endless.
We're doing, today we have about 40 warriors riding. We have UK veterans riding.
So 40, but they got a big presence because I thought it was hundreds.
Yeah, well, we have hundreds riding tomorrow in Babylon. Today we're riding over the Brooklyn Bridge into Coney Island. We have a very solemn event at Coney Island with the FDNY honoring the 343 that were killed from FDNY. Tomorrow we're doing a 25-mile ride in Babylon. And then Saturday is a grueling ride, more than 25 miles in the Hamptons.
General Linnington, you served in Afghanistan. What years?
I was there twice, Brian. I was there in the early days of 2002 for a short period of time. I was a brigade commander, we were the only brigade in Afghanistan at the time. And then I was back in Afghanistan shortly Iraq for 15 months, and then back for 21 months in 2009 to 2011.
So just to follow up on that, I mean, it just kills me every time I think about Afghanistan, the way we left, the way we were told it would be a totally different ending than it was. But worse yet, I thought about you guys. They gave so much. You know, people that lives have been changed and lost.
Right.
In Afghanistan, and you guys fought brilliantly, adapted to the battlefield, took out terrorists, proved yourself. You were raising a generation of women to have freedom, rights, and an education. And the way it ended, what are your thoughts as we come out the year anniversary, and how much more difficult is your job because of it?
August 27th, the disaster at Abbey Gate obviously was. I mean, it was a very sad day for anyone that has ever served. 2,448 killed in Afghanistan, more than 20,000 wounded. Wounded Warrior Project today serves 170,000 plus wounded, ill, and injured service members. 30,000 of that 170,000 had combat experience in Afghanistan, and we called them all, and they were contacting us. It was a very difficult time for them. Of course, they questioned their service. They questioned whether it was worth it. You know, many of them lost their brothers and sisters in arms in Afghanistan. Many of them had got wounded in Afghanistan. So they did question their service, and we did our best, as other nonprofits do, in just reminding them that, you know, you serve for lots of reasons. You serve for each other. You serve for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. I also believe that they provided opportunities for the Afghan people, especially women and girls, that maybe will blossom again in the future. Obviously, the Taliban had turn back of a lot of the rights of the Afghan people, and that's what's so disheartening. But you know, once you plant the seeds of freedom and education, hopefully things will turn around in Afghanistan.
How did you feel about the Biden administration? I can't believe it's been a year, but it has been almost a year. Next month, essentially bending the knee to the Taliban and allowing them to dictate terms of the withdrawal.
You know, I wasn't in the room when those decisions were made. I know I was in the room when America made the decision to expand the mission in Afghanistan in 2009 with an additional 40,000 troops, 30,000 U.S. and 10,000 NATO troops, because we needed to get the insurgency under control. I was there, again, 21 months, 09 to 11. Coming out that quickly, I think we all look back at it in hindsight and say it could have been done differently.
Yeah.
And my personal perspective, again, not representing the organization, I would have liked to have seen us to stay and support the Afghan government.
Of course. The leadership is not worthy of the warfighters. WoundedWarriorProject.org. Thanks so much, General.
Thanks, Brian.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.